Actually, the day Elvis died, his birthday is in January. Authorities think they found the remains of a missing 3-year-old girl in Missouri. A neighbor told police he suffocated Breanne Rodriguez with a plastic bag and then tossed her from a highway. The flash mob fad hit Germantown, Maryland over the weekend when 24 young people cleared the shelves of a convenience store in 60 seconds. CNN contributor Roland Martin says over the past few weeks, flash mobs in Philadelphia turned violent.
The problem here, and I do believe this is going to be the problem, that it becomes a copycat syndrome. Because even before Philadelphia, you get the problem in Chicago on Michigan Avenue.
Maryland police put footage of the crime online to help them find suspects. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
College. Time to get smart. And Walmart has the latest smartphones from the best carrier starting at 97 cents. Like the Samsung Captivate from AT&T, the LG Optimus S from Sprint, and the Samsung Gem from Verizon. And at just 97 cents, it's no wonder it's called a smartphone. Of course, you could pay a lot more for a smartphone, but then you'd have less for the essentials, like tipping the pizza guy, which ironically is also 97 cents. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Prices with 2-year new agreement are qualified 2-year extension plan. Data plan required. Brand and assortment availability varies by location.
Newman!
Yes, Mr. Fernwell?
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of the little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet!
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
The computer industry has come a long way since the days of, dude, you're getting a Dell. Big sales of Dells and other PCs are no longer a given. Dell, in fact, is cutting its full-year sales forecast because of sluggish demand from consumers and governments across the country, especially the federal government. One of the new darlings of tech keeps finding new territory to explore. Amazon.com, whose empire was built selling books, is now making a big leap in book publishing. The company, which has done some small publishing, has just cut a deal with self-help celeb Timothy Ferris, author of the bestseller 4-Hour Workweek. Amazon will publish his next book, The 4-Hour Chef, in Amazon style, as a hardcover, an e-book, and an audiobook. European stock markets have been moving lower as European investors remain unconvinced that continent's sovereign debt crisis can be contained with methods unveiled thus far. But S&P futures are gaining a point, NASDAQ futures still down 4 points. I'm Andrew O'Day, in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
At Regions, we're building a better banking experience for each small business customer. That means giving you the basics, like checking and savings, as well as offering the right lending options. Because we understand how important capital, revenue, and cash flow are to your small business. So if you're ready for a bank that's as committed to growing your business as you are, switch to Regions. Visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC. All loans subject to credit approval. See individual account disclosures for details.
I'm adding another crew. My business is building. My marketing is deluxe.
My boutique is setting new trends in fashion and sales. My marketing is deluxe.
I just opened my third fitness studio. My business is gaining strength. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
Want to save money on back to school? Then come to Walmart, where they have low prices every day on everything. Like delicious Honey Nut Cheerios. Honey Nut Cheerios has whole grain oats that provide kids with energy to start their day. And kids who eat breakfast tend to do better in school. Maybe get them on the honor roll. Perhaps into the gifted program and potentially a full college scholarship, saving you thousands of dollars in tuition. Not a bad deal, if you ask me. Plus, it's one of more than 70 items at Walmart that gives you 4 box tops during August, so you can give more cash to your favorite school. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
The majority of Americans live within 5 miles of a Radio Shack, which means you're really close to an enormous deal on portable power products. What do I mean by enormous, exactly? Savings up to 50%. That kind of deal deserves one of those monster truck voices.
Save on extra battery life for your phone. Save on extra power for your other portable electronic devices. Save up to 50%.
Okay, that's not the best monster truck voice, but you get the idea. Save on portable power at Radio Shack.
Save 20 to 50% on select portable.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Solidarity, a union of interests or purposes or sympathies among members of a group. Union, the state of being united, an organization of workers. Justice, the administering of deserved punishment or reward. Fairness, free from dishonesty or injustice. Equality, the state of quality of being equal. First Shift with Tony Tripiano. It's about freaking time.
Good morning, everybody. Tony Tripiano, thank you for punching in on this Wednesday morning, and what a day it's going to be. Hope everybody had a great Tuesday, and, you know, obviously want everybody to have a great Wednesday. And looking back on the show yesterday, Joe Ashton with the UAW really made quite an impression on many of you. Got lots of emails after the show. A lot of people were posting to Facebook. Just loved that guy. And as did I. I just, you know, I just wonder. Sometimes you bring on a guest, and again, he was dynamic, no question. He had a lot of great stuff to say. Certainly makes us feel good about, you know, auto talks. Great article in the paper today. Ford, the Ford talks and the UAW, Ford and UAW talks going well ahead of schedule. If you go to the freep.com today, you can read that article. But the Joe Ashton really made quite an impression on this audience yesterday, and as he should have, because he was impressive, and we enjoyed having him on the show. We've got a great show lined up for you today. I'm going to introduce you to State Representative Maureen Stapleton a little bit later on in the program. I had the benefit of meeting her at the Wyandotte Democratic Club picnic that I helped co-host a couple weeks ago, and I just really, really liked her. I mean, obviously we have a lot in common issues-wise, but there was just something about her that was, I don't know, a little daring, unafraid, and she just was really good. So I look forward to sharing her with you this morning. Stephen Henderson, the editorial page editor of the Detroit Free Press, will be with us a little later on as well. There's a lot of stuff that we want to talk about. And, of course, there's a lot of open line time in the show today. And so let me give you the number and get some information out, and then we'll get this one underway. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org, tony@thetonyshow.org. We do have Stephanie Miller tickets to give away today. Yes, the rumors are true. Stephanie Miller is supposed to be with us later this morning in the 8:30 half hour, so we're going to cross our fingers and hope it happens today. I noticed, Jeff, you didn't put it on the guest list that you handed me every morning.
Yeah, well, it'll be a surprise then. It'll be an added benefit if it happens.
Well, listen, we just had a little mix-up with the time yesterday. Everything's fine. So we hope to have Stephanie Miller. Of course, we're looking forward to the Sexy Liberal Tour coming to Detroit on Saturday. If you want to go to the after party, which is a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood, you need to RSVP by Friday at noon. And we've got quite a few people coming to that. So if you want to get in to RSVP, and starting today, don't send in your checks anymore. You can pay at the door. Because I just won't get your checks in time if you send them today. But feel free to pay at the door. But you have to RSVP to tony@thetonyshow.org, tony@thetonyshow.org. And I'll be talking about this a lot. If you've not gotten your tickets yet, I know you all want to win them, but I don't have that many to give away. So you're going to want to do that. I did actually talk to the Michigan Opera Theater yesterday, and they let me know that there's a lot going on downtown on Saturday night. And so if you want to park in their parking structure, you got to get there early. And what I would suggest you do is go down there early, have dinner, you know, park, have dinner, and then go to the show. And then afterwards, of course, we're going to do our little rub and elbow thing and have a little appetizers, a little cash bar. Everybody get a chance to know each other a little better. I'm looking forward to that. Again, we'll be mentioning this as we work our way through the show today. And, Jeffrey, as we wake up on this Wednesday morning, the Detroit Tigers find themselves in first place. Still, Justin Verlander, of course, stops. You know, I think I read in the paper this morning, this is like the 14th time this year that he has won after the Tigers have lost the day before.
That would be an incredible stat if that's true.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's exactly. I don't know if it was 14. It might have been 13 games, but it was somewhere in there that, yeah, he has won of his 18 now victories. Like 13 or 14 of them have come a day after the Tigers had lost the game before. So, yeah, that is an impressive stat.
It is impressive, and at the same time, it's a sad stat, which means 13 or 14 times they've lost the game before, which is, you know, is part of the problem of them not being further ahead in this division. You know, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, the guy who pitches the day before win more often than that.
Yeah, but, you know, you also, the guy that pitches the day before is also the last in your rotation, which means he's not obviously your best pitcher, but you would think that of your starting four or five, and you know that's a question you and I haven't debated yet, if we should be going to a four-man rotation at this point.
Didn't Porcello pitch the day before Verlander this time? I mean, yes, it's not necessary. Some people think, you know, your best one goes 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 right in a row. That's how it goes. And that the Tigers mix up their lineup all the time. It's not always Porcello that pitches before Verlander, but, you know, it has been, for the most part, I guess, that fifth starter, which was, well, it was Brad Penny for most of the time, or Phil Koch, and then now Porcello, or, you know, throw Dwayne Bielow in, or whoever, you know, they've always thrown different guys in for that start. But either way, the point is, yeah, you know, they need more production out of the bottom. I don't know that they go to a four-man rotation. I just hope you pray that Brad Penny can do something, especially tonight against the Twins.
Yeah, well, we certainly, and as you pointed out to me before the game, the White Sox and the Indians are playing each other right now, and the White Sox are playing awfully well, and so they're right on our heels. You know, there's that part of me, now, you know what, I don't even want to say it out loud, because God forbid it happens. You know, there's a lot of season left.
There is.
And, you know, the White Sox and the Indians, for that matter, could get hot and we could get cold. And then all of a sudden, you know, we find ourselves in the middle of September fighting for a playoff spot and losing at the end, or, you know, end up coming in second in the division, or even third in the division is possible at this point. And, you know, again, I shouldn't have said it, but now I did, so it's too late. You keep on telling me the Indians are smoke and mirrors. I'll even go with that. But then that means that we are, because our record isn't a whole lot better than theirs.
Yeah, but I mean, we went through it this morning before the show started, and they have zero 300 hitters. They have two guys who are in the 290s. And other than that, most of their lineup is 230, 240 hitters. Yeah, that's basically what Brandon Inge has been his whole career, a 240 hitter, and people can't stand that here. What are people in Cleveland saying about the rest of their lineup that basically hits 230 or 240? I mean, that's why I say that. And on top of it, I think their pitching is really young. Now, I'm going to give them credit. I'm not trying to take credit away from them. Their pitching is well held up, and now they got Ubaldo, so that kind of makes them a little more dangerous. But, you know, I'm more worried about the White Sox now, because they have guys who have proven it before, and yet those guys aren't stepping out. Adam Dunn has not played that well at all this year. So if he gets hot, if he starts lighting it up, then watch out for them. If Alex Rios starts hitting well for them, then watch out. And their pitching, I mean, remember when Floyd and Danks the last couple of years have been Tiger killers and they pitch really well? They haven't pitched up to their standards yet either. But I can say the same thing about the Tigers. You know, I think Scherzer can pitch better. I think Porcello is better than his last two starts. So, you know, I have more faith in the White Sox and Tigers at this point.
Well, we're going to keep our fingers crossed. I'm excited to see how, you know, the next, you know, we have this. This is where we're kind of towards the end of what I thought was an opportunity for the Tigers to go up 7 or 8 games, and it didn't happen. You know, we had Minnesota, we had Baltimore, we had the Indians. You know, we had, you know, that little road trip and then a little home trip. And it really looked, when we began this 10 days ago or so, that we had an opportunity to go up 7 or 8 games. We have not capitalized on that at all.
And it could happen, though. I mean, if they sweep the Indians coming up and then win tonight.
Well, again, but they've had an entire, you know, these 3 or 4 series, they've had that opportunity, And you're right, it certainly could happen, but what are they waiting for? I mean, at some point, they need to get a little more serious. And I got to tell you, watching Victor Martinez last night, he's not whole yet. This guy's not 100% yet.
Add him to the mix.
He had trouble running the bases last night.
Well, yeah, that knee is... I don't know that he's going to get better the rest of the year. I mean, we might just have to deal with an 85% VMAR the rest of the year.
Well, as long as his bat's hot, I guess that's all that really matters. As long as you can get those base hits... we're good, but you could definitely tell last night that he's at a couple steps off where he normally is. He went, did you see when he came around in third base? I mean, he was chugging as hard as he could, and I almost could have beat him.
He should have been out. If they don't bobble that ball at
third. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, you're right. Good game. I'm glad we won. Of course, I'm glad we won. And, they played well. Verlander is just, again, he's got to be the Cy Young Award winner this year. I can't imagine he doesn't win this thing. I really can't.
I think Weaver's fallen off. I think it's him and CeCe right now. And I give the nod, obviously, to Verlander. What do you think about Delman Young in the first two games you've seen him?
Well, obviously, he's been real impressive. And then you tell me that he and Brendan Bosch have some kind of, connection. They've known each other a long time. I kind of like that. I mean, there's a part of me that likes that he's got a bond with one of my favorite Tigers, no question about it. I like him. I mean, I'm impressed. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's a good trade. And they gave up Lester Oliveros, it was announced yesterday, to finish the trade. So basically an A pitcher and a double A pitcher.
Right, big deal. I think it was a really good trade. All right, we'll take a quick break here. We've got a lot to get to, including open lines. Randomly giving away Stephanie Miller tickets today, but you got to call to get them. 888-552-3595. Tony Trupiano with you. Thanks for punching in this morning. We're going to just take this break right now on 1310 WDTW. When we get back, lots of work to do. Stay with us.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Middle-class workers like you shouldn't be bearing all the burden. You work too hard for someone to ask you to pay more so that somebody who's making millions or billions of dollars can pay less.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Things are looking great out there on the roads right now. Traffic volumes moving at posted speeds, if not just a little bit faster with the occasional car going by you. Pontiac Trail, north and southbound between Welch and M5. That is currently closed to road construction, as is Novi Road through downtown Novi between 10 Mile and Grand River. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny, a high in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy otherwise, a low in the mid to upper 60s. And then tomorrow, some isolated showers before 2 p.m., partly sunny, a high in the lower 80s. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 66 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up right after this.
Start your engines, Detroit, because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is cruising your way.
Take him to Detroit.
These progressive pistons are firing on all cylinders, and they're born, bred, and made in the USA. On August 20th at the Detroit Opera House, John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and Motor City's favorite cougar, Stephanie Miller, will spark up your night and heal you with their full torque progressive power. Tickets are available at motopera.org and ticketmaster.com. To call for tickets, dial 313-237-SING. That's 313-237-SING. Score your VIP tickets early for the best seats to witness Mama model her tight, sexy tee.
I want to get back to Michigan and I want to try.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Detroit, you just can't afford to miss this.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org, and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
When the show is done, the party has just begun. Join the staff of First Shift and the cast of the Sexy Liberal Tour for an after party you will talk about for a long time to come. Immediately following the show, join Tony, Jeff, and Todd with Stephanie and her crew
Saturday, August 20th,
and nosh on some delicious goodies like beef brisket, jumbo shrimp, imported cheeses and olives, and grilled chicken. While rubbing elbows with some of the people you listen to every day, and in the process, help us as we will donate all the proceeds to Planned Parenthood's advocacy efforts as we team with the Sexy Liberal Tour and their donation as well. For just $20 per person, you will end your evening with great food, great conversation, and what will sure to be some stories to tell. Send a check or money order to the Tony Trupiano Show at P.O. Box 1027, Dearborn Heights, Michigan 48127. You may pay at the door that evening, but you must RSVP in advance to Tony at thetonyshow.org by Friday, August 19th at noon.
Come on, Detroit. Time to get your sexy on.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back, everybody. Pleasure to be with you this morning. I want to thank my friend Roscoe Woods from the American Postal Workers Union. The latest edition of their newspaper, The Communicator, is out. They did a really nice write-up on the show. And Roscoe and Larry Miller, who were with us in studio a few weeks ago, thank you for doing that. I mean, it was very kind of you to do that, and I appreciate it a great deal. Also want to let you all know, this evening at 7 o'clock, I'll be speaking at the West Bloomfield Lakes Democratic Club meeting. And so if you're out there on Walnut Lake Road at the corners, that's where I'll be. Looking forward to meeting with some wonderful Oakland County Democrats. It should be a really interesting evening. I've got a wonderful message to bring to them this evening, including some travel coffee mugs and some bumper stickers as well. I always try to, you know, go bearing gifts if I can, and I can right now, so I do. And really looking forward to that. Really do. If you folks, if you need me to come speak at one of your events, perhaps you've got a club you're involved in, you've got a union meeting, whatever, if you'd like me to come speak and I've got the time, I'm more than happy to do that. I do not charge to do that. I'm happy to come out and talk to you. Just send me an email. If I've got an open date on my calendar, I will absolutely be there. And the email address, of course, tony@thetonyshow.org. Monday afternoon, I'm speaking to the Health Care for All group, which Congressman John Conyers put together a long time ago. A fascinating group of people. I've got the Wayne County Community Democratic Club meeting coming up. I've got the Detroit Black Caucus meeting coming up that I'll be speaking at next week, and there are others. So we did, by the way, at thetonyshow.org, put a link to my schedule, which I'm doing my best to keep updated. I've missed a couple, but I'm doing my best to keep it updated. So if you want to know where I'm going to be, just check that out. And again, if you'd like me to come speak to your group or organization, your union, just, again, reach out to me and happy to do it. Want to remind you, and again, just because I'm so honored that UAW Local 174 has asked me to walk in the Labor Day Parade, I really want to stress how important it is that you get out there and you support the Labor Day Parade this year. It's September 5th, downtown Detroit. Just ask your union what they're doing. Bring your family down. Make it an event. It, you know, it's not one of those all-day-long things. It's just a lot of fun, so go check it out. Why am I getting computer noises in my ear? Let's turn off whatever pod that is. All right, we've got a lot of audio that we did not get to yesterday, and we've got a lot of audio that we need to get to today. But, Jeff, I got to tell you that we've got some real, obviously, some very serious stuff to talk about today. But you gotta think that Michelle Bachmann is the gift that keeps on giving, do you not?
She is a media person's dream.
All right. So yesterday was the anniversary of Elvis Presley's death. If you remember, we were sitting in the control room yesterday before the show started, and we were watching MSNBC, and we don't have the sound on most of the time. Anyway, I had said before the show started, oh, it's the anniversary of Elvis's death, and I told you about the MILF that lived down the street, right? I told you, you know, that when he died, she was all sad, and I wanted to comfort her as my 15-year-old hormones were raging. Remember, I said,
I got that. Yeah, I remember that story.
All right. I just want to make sure that you were, you know, at least pretending like you were paying attention to me. I learned so much. I really do. Anyway, Michelle Bachmann, of course, had to commemorate that, but this is how she chose to commemorate this important day for people.
Before we get started, let's all say happy birthday to Elvis Presley today. Happy birthday! We played you a little bit of Promised Land when we pulled up, but you can't do better than Elvis Presley. We thought we'd celebrate his birthday as we get started the celebrating Take Our Country Back Tour.
Yeah, okay. Now listen, I don't blame the audience for not knowing it wasn't Elvis's birthday. Hell, most people wouldn't know that it was or wasn't Elvis's birthday. Again, the problem was it wasn't his birthday. It was the anniversary of his death. Now, come on. I mean, really? You got to get that wrong, Michelle? Really? You know, I'm sorry. At some level, you know, one of the reasons people campaign is so that we can kind of get a snapshot of who they are, what we'd be getting, right? We get a little taste of who they'll be. I mean, that's the whole point of campaigning.
So basically she skimmed the news or something and saw Elvis and just assumed it was his birthday. And I mean, if you watched the news or read the paper, you had to see Elvis was there, but you didn't read on to see anniversary of death?
Well, and then again, now here, and this is the conversation you and I had on the phone yesterday. Did you know, who advised her, but what did she feel like afterwards when somebody finally whispered in her ear, Congresswoman? Little problem. It's actually the anniversary of his death. Do you think she was embarrassed? Do you think she cared? You know, and in the bigger picture, does it really matter? No, but yeah.
Well, I asked you as well. I mean, if you knew like a friend and they were real close with their grandparents and it was the anniversary of their grandparents' death and you were like, hey, you know, happy birthday to your grandpa if he was still around. Oh, wait a minute, it's the anniversary of his death. That's kind of offensive, isn't it?
It is a little offensive, yeah. But again, I'm not trying to make too big a deal out of that part of it. The part of it that kind of concerns me, Jeff, is that, it's that she just really, this is fundamental information. And, you know, I understand that people are going to make gaffes on the campaign trail. You know, it's going to happen. But, you know, there's a big difference between someone's birthday and the anniversary of someone's death. I mean, that's kind of one of those things that how do you get that wrong? And who's advising you? And is that person still working for your campaign is the other question. Because I got to tell you, if somebody puts that in my ear, listen, I was a candidate. And there are times, especially as you get into a campaign, and this is the beginning, this isn't even the intense stuff. As you get into the campaign, there are people in your ear nonstop telling you, all right, you're going to this event, and this is what you're going to talk about, and this is what you have to say, and don't forget these bullet points. I mean, it's pretty darned intense. It really is. But we're at the beginning of the campaign. You know, all she's doing is hanging out in Iowa. You know, what's going to happen, Jeff, do you think, once she leaves the comfortable confines of Iowa? Because right now it's easy. She's preaching to the choir, what are they calling them, the T-evangelicals? You know, she's preaching to the choir. They're going to love her. They already won, you know, the straw poll. You know, what's going to happen when she goes to New York or she goes to Pittsburgh?
If it's easier there, then she's in big trouble. Because so far she said the John Wayne Gacy thing about Waterloo. And then this happy birthday to Elvis on his death. I mean, if this is the easy part and it's only going to get harder, good luck.
Yeah, it's going to get a whole lot harder. And not all the audiences are going to be as friendly. In fact, the president had a little bit of an issue with somebody on the campaign trail yesterday. And I'll share with you that a little bit. Somebody took him to task over Joe Biden and Janet Napolitano calling right-wing wackos terrorists. And the president had some issues dealing with that. I'll be honest with you, it was a little uncomfortable. We don't have the audio, but I'll be happy to talk about it. 888-552-3595. So if it's your birthday today, well, just happy birthday. If it's the anniversary of somebody's death, my condolences. We'll take the break. We'll be back. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We're not looking at any delays or accidents out there on the freeways this morning. Of course, road construction continues to be a bit of an issue. Southfield Freeway, north and southbound between 94 and Grand River, that is down to just one lane. You'll find some delays there, starting around 7 o'clock this morning and lasting pretty much all day. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly sunny, some breezy winds out of the southwest, a high in the mid-80s. Tonight, some scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy as well, a low around 67. And then Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of an isolated shower before 2 o'clock. A high near 82. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 66 at Detroit City Airport. More of First Shift with Tony Tribbiano coming up after this.
Dust, dirt, mud, smog, soot, smoke, sun, rain, snow, sleep, dog, kid, dad, slop, slime, resistant. That's Olympic exterior paint with Dirt Guard technology. Insist on Olympic, exclusively at Lowe's.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. A 21-year-old single mother has been fired from her $8-an-hour job at a Target store in Long Island after workers there voted down an attempt to organize. Tashauna Green worked on the sales floor and was a vocal proponent of unionization under the auspices of the United Food and Commercial Workers. Had that effort succeeded, it would have been the first Target store in the country to affiliate with a union. After a contentious organizing campaign during which workers claimed Target management coerced them to vote against the union, workers voted 137-85 last month against affiliation. Shortly thereafter, Tashauna Green was terminated. Local 1500 of the United Food and Commercial Workers has filed an unfair labor practices complaint with the National Labor Relations Board, which says it's investigating. However, the struggle at the Target in Long Island has inspired workers in other stores around the country. Organizing drives are now getting underway in Chicago, San Francisco, Seattle, and Minneapolis, the home of Target's corporate headquarters. Here's an excerpt from an anti-union Target video.
What works best for Target and our team members is the ability to meet challenges, resolve issues, and grow the business together without the interference of a union or other third party.
Refuse to sign and keep Target union-free.
20,000 grocery workers, members of UFCW Local 770, are poised to strike if necessary as soon as Friday in California. Wage and health care contributions are the major issues in negotiations with Ralph's, Vons, and Albertson's supermarkets. Stores from Santa Barbara to the Mexican border would be affected if the workers strike. A strike in 2003 lasted 164 days. Republicans failed to recall two Wisconsin Democratic state senators Tuesday. The two were the last of the spate of recalls triggered by the Republican attack on public worker collective bargaining. Both Democratic state senators won their recall elections by strong margins. Democrats and organized labor succeeded in recalling two GOP state senators earlier this month, but it was one seat short of taking control from Republicans. This newscast made possible in part by the American Federation of Teachers, a union of professionals. Pacifica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary for Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
And congratulations to the good people of Wisconsin. Two Democratic members of the state Senate there were, you know, on the recall ballot yesterday. Both of them easily handled that no vote. And the Democrats retained those seats. And, of course, combined with the results of last week, they're still one short to getting that majority back. But still, democracy works in Wisconsin. And our congratulations to them. All right, we didn't have much of a chance yesterday, really, to talk about Texas Governor Rick Perry. And there's a lot to talk about. All you have to do is go to any blog, either conservative or liberal, and there's plenty being said about him. Now, one of the things that I find very interesting is that the Republicans aren't, and not all the Republicans are in love with him, especially the establishment Republicans, and I mean Karl Rove and the old Bush gang. Now, why there's bad blood between them, I don't know, don't claim to know, and I'm not a rumor monger, so I'm not going to go there. I do know that he's not loved by the mainstay Republicans. At the same time, we look at the rest of the field and you begin to wonder, you know, is there more? Now, we can look at, you know, Sarah Palin hasn't made a decision yet, and we don't know what she's going to do. She may yet get into this. How does that change the dynamic? But this is getting a little bit out of control. The Republican field, although they're down one, they became a plus one when Rick Perry entered. You know, Sarah Palin still may get into this thing. And there may be others. I don't know. But the Texas governor has his issues. There's no question he has some issues. And the more we're going to learn about him, I think the less likely he is. And I said to Jeff this morning, I don't see him making it to the end of the winter next year. I don't even know that he gets to the primaries, to be honest with you, come 2012. Because he has some serious baggage he has to deal with, including, and this isn't a rumor, he invested in a media company that produces pornography. You know, magazines called The Best of Bisexuals and Teen Blank. I can't say it. Boobies. You know, this is not the kind of guy who purports to be an evangelical Christian, yet he's profited greatly off of pornography. It's troubling, and again, this stuff will, you know, become widely known, and how the American public deals with it, more so the Republicans deal with it, is up to them. I do want to just very quickly go back. I said before the break, President Obama was confronted in a greeting line yesterday about Vice President Biden and Secretary Napolitano using the word terrorist as it refers to right-wingers in this country. The president had a hard time with it. Now, he allowed the guy to talk, and he allowed the guy to go on, and he tried to reason with the guy. And two things happened. Number one, I think the president should have really just kind of either apologized for them saying that or defended them saying it. But he tried to say they didn't say it, which they did. So, Mr. President, you know better, and you should have just been forthcoming about it. So, you know, that's on you. That really is on you. And, you know, it's only fair that I point out when wrong is wrong, and the president was wrong on that one. Now, I agree with what the vice president and the secretary had to say. I do believe the crazy right-wingers are, and they do have some terrorist qualities, and I know that the conservatives in this audience have a problem with my saying that, but it's my show, I get to do what I want, and that's what I want to do. All right, back to Governor Rick Perry. You know, there is, God, there's just so much to say. Bill Clinton on Texas Governor Rick Perry. Now, Bill Clinton is a guy that I admire a great deal as a president. Don't necessarily admire everything he did when he wasn't being presidential, but as a president, he was kick-ass. I just dig the guy. Love the way he talks. I mean, his oration skills are absolutely pristine. Probably one of the best, if the not the best, orator we've ever had in the White House. This is what he had to say about Texas Governor Rick Perry just 2 days ago.
What am I saying? This doesn't have to be a partisan deal. This is about whether you believe America is a country where we do best when we share the responsibilities and share the benefits. And where we try to create a future that we share. And for 30 years now, we've been moving more and more into the hands politically of people who tell us that the government is the source of all the problems. You name a problem, the government's the problem. If we just had lower taxes, fewer programs, and weaker regulation, cutting the cancer of government out of our lives, all would be well. I got tickled. I watched Governor Perry announce for governor, for president. He's a good-looking rascal, and he's gone. He said, you know, I'm going to Washington to make sure that the federal government stays as far away from you as possible. While I ride on Air Force One and that Marine One helicopter and go to Camp David and travel around the world and have a big time. I mean, this is crazy. Look, every person, including even public employees, can think of a tax they thought was too high, a program they thought was nuts, a regulation they thought didn't make any sense. And criticizing the government's part of the birthright of America. After all, we were born in reaction to unaccountable government from King George and the Parliament. Right? We've all done it. But there is not a single, solitary, successful nation on earth today that does not have both an effective government and a good economy. And in the world we live in, you can't have them unless you have both. So the thing that bothers me about this debate in Washington is that it makes us major in the minors, and it's likely to give us policies that will make the economy worse.
Again, just a common sense. He's got a common sense approach to everything he talks about. Yeah, I realize when you don't have the burden of being the president, although when he was president, again, he was unafraid. He was a leader. Now, I don't like some of the things he did. Don't like the free trade agreements that he got us into. No question that's true. And he was, certainly wasn't perfect. But under his leadership, we were a far better nation. There's no question. And economically, what we accomplished under President Bill Clinton was just astounding. What we wouldn't do to pine. We pine for those days, we do. But Rick Perry is just an interesting guy, and he's a polarizing figure. And again, I've read a couple different exposés on him and a couple different character studies. And, you know, what I've learned is that he's one of those politicians that loves to shock people. And there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. But that's his MO. He likes to shock people. And then when he's proven to be wrong, he has no problem saying, well, yeah, you're right. I was wrong. Absolutely. And I apologize for being wrong, but I'm not going to stop being me. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to just keep doing what I do. And, you know, I'm human. And he's gotten away with that. Will that work on a national level? Some people call him George Bush on steroids. I mean, literally call him that. Is the country ready for another Texas governor? Once we get into his record of waste, he's going to claim that he's created, and it's true. You know, I think it's 38 or 43% of all jobs created in this country over the last 4 years. And that's true. The problem is 118,000 of them are government jobs. The rest that were created are minimum wage jobs. Poverty amongst Texans is at an all-time high. Not unlike Michigan, there are more uninsured children in Texas than any other state in the country. And so he's got problems. And so, you know, creating a $7 an hour job and lots of them doesn't make him a job creator. Now, don't split hairs with me and say, well, a job's a job. Because I can't buy that. I'm talking about middle class. Why do we continue to forget the middle class? You know, that's the other thing. And the Democratic National Committee has pointed this out repeatedly. There isn't a single Republican candidate for the presidency that is yet to utter the two words middle class. Ever. Not once in this campaign have they talked about the middle class. Now, why is that? Because they don't want to focus on how they've left the middle class behind, or they don't want to highlight that the middle class is shrinking, or they don't really want to put a spotlight on the fact that they've gone after organized labor, and therefore the race for the bottom has accelerated. I can only guess. I mean, those would be my guesses, but, you know, they don't utter the words middle class. They never do. None of the candidates talk about the middle class. They talk about morals. They talk about culture. They talk about jobs. But they don't talk about and address the middle class. They just don't. And I'll let you decide for yourself why that is. But Rick Perry's the new flavor of the week, and so we spend a little time talking about him. Where this goes is anybody's guess. But I got to tell you, in all the years that I've been doing political talk radio, I have never seen a field, either on the Democratic side or the Republican side, that has been as extreme as this Republican field is. There isn't a mainstream Republican running for the presidency right now. Not one. There is not a moderate mainstream Republican running for the presidency right now. Tim Pawlenty was the closest, and he's gone. He's gone. So you figure it out. All right, let me hear from you. You know, we got Stephanie Miller tickets to give away. I'll talk about the after party when we come back. We've got more audio to get to. So you're going to want to stay where you're at. There's a lot to do. I'm Tony Trupiano. You're listening to 1310 WDTW. Give us a call, 888-552-3595. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, Tony. You know, I'm not a real liberal guy. I'm not a real union guy. We don't agree on a whole lot, but I really enjoyed your show. You become a new stop in the morning.
On 1310 WDTW.
When the show is done, the party has just begun. Join the staff of First Shift and the cast of the Sexy Liberal Tour for an after party you will talk about for a long time to come. Immediately following the show, join Tony, Jeff, and Todd with Stephanie and her crew
Saturday, August 20th,
and nosh on some delicious goodies like beef brisket, jumbo shrimp, imported cheeses and olives, and grilled chicken, while rubbing elbows with some of the people you listen to every day, and in the process, help us as we will donate all the proceeds to Planned Parenthood's advocacy efforts as we team with the Sexy Liberal Tour and their donation as well. For just $20 per person, you will end your evening with great food, great conversation, and what will sure to be some stories to tell. Send a check or money order to the Tony Trupiano Show at P.O. Box 1027, Dearborn Heights, Michigan 48127. You may pay at the door that evening, but you must RSVP in advance to Tony at thetonyshow.org by Friday, August 19th at noon.
Come on, Detroit. Time to get your sexy on.
Protractor. Erasers. Pink backpack. A good book. Grace Dempsey is starting middle school, so Grace's mom ran to Walgreens. With short lines, she got everything on Grace's school supply list in about 6 minutes. And a book for herself, which she now has time to read. Now through Saturday, 5 packs of Bic Bright Liner highlighters are just 79 cents. And Kleenex brand facial tissue, 184 count, is just $109 with in-ad coupons. Simplify your shopping. With Walgreens, there's a way.
I'm making burgers, honey. Do you want one or two? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, I mean, would you like to double down?
I'm in.
Yeah, he still feels it. He's been to MGM Grand Detroit with more than 4,000 of the best slots, over 90 table games, and so much more. It's hard to shake the feeling.
And we have a winner. Here are your chips.
Thanks.
It's time to play at MGM Grand Detroit.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Oh, the Federal Reserve. I'll take a pass on the Federal Reserve right at the moment, to be real honest with you. I know there's a lot of talk and what have you about them. If this guy prints more money between now and the election, I don't know what y'all would do to him in Iowa, but we would treat him pretty ugly down in Texas. I mean, printing more money to play politics at this particular time in American history is almost treason, in my opinion.
Yeah, and then he gets applause. Texas Governor Rick Perry, doing anything to help the economy before the election would be treasonous because it lessens any candidate's chance of beating Barack Obama. President Obama is going to come out with a jobs plan as soon as Congress is back in session the first week of September. And it's game on at that point. Now, how the president defines it moving forward is, of course, totally up to the president. His aggressiveness, his grasp of it, how he the sense of timing is critical. He's going to need to put pressure on Congress, and he's going to have to force the Republicans to say no to jobs, and loud and clear. It's going to have to be a message. I mean, the message is going to have to be, if you don't bring this plan forward, which is going to create a tax increases, because you have to pay for a jobs program somehow. You can't just not pay for it. And the only way that's going to pay, you're going to be able to pay for it, is to increase taxes amongst the wealthiest Americans. If President Obama doesn't come out and talk about, you know, how critical this jobs program is, and if the Republicans are going to be obstructionists and not allow us to create jobs just to make him look bad, and that's the way he's going to have to dialogue about this. It will be very interesting to see what happens when they get, and it will be interesting to see what happens. You know, we've got two really fascinating scenarios coming up. We've got the state legislature going back to work in a couple weeks. We have Congress going back to work in a couple weeks. And both of them have some cachet. In the state, of course, they have a supermajority everywhere you turn, including in the Supreme Court. At the federal level, they have the House of Representatives. And so they do have some power. How they exercise that power will be of great interest to those of us that make a living dissecting these things. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. It absolutely will. All right. Let me just quickly tell you that I spent easily 3 hours yesterday, and maybe even a little longer, reading about Rick Perry. Just trying to get some background on him. His succession talk that the Texas should secede from the Union. The Medicare and Social Security are unconstitutional, in his opinion. Very extreme views, evangelical, yet he's invested in this pornography company, which, of course, seems counterintuitive. It makes you wonder, knowing that you're going to be vetted the way you're going to be vetted, how he can get away with this. How will he resonate with the middle class? You know, that's another question. I don't see that the majority of us, especially us non-Southerners, are going to resonate with this guy, especially after 8 years of George W. So it'll be interesting. 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Paul in Sterling Heights to the show. Paul, welcome to First Shift. Thank you for punching in this morning. What is on your mind?
Tony, I blog, and you know what a tagline is in blogging?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, my old tagline used to be, if you think education is expensive, wait until you see what stupid costs. My new one is exactly what you're talking about now, but it doesn't mention the class that you're talking about. My new tagline is, are the billionaires okay?
Huh.
And I've never had as many tea partiers wish me to have sex. If you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean, especially with yourself, right?
Look, Tony, I'm telling you, what puts it in their face, what they're arguing for more than, are the billionaires okay? And I tell them millionaires is small change. Millionaires is small change. You know, come on, we got to talk about the real job creators, don't we? jobs is consumer demand.
Well, you know, we're in the 7:30 half hour, Paul. We're going to talk a little bit about Warren Buffett's proposal that you know, the millionaires and billionaires in this country, that they need to contribute more. It came out Monday, and we're going to talk about that.
Billionaires is a small change. Come on.
But you know, we'll take the money. We need the money. We'll take it. Let's not turn that money away. But there are billionaires out there that really could be contributing to the tune of, you know, 300 to 400. You know, $1 billion a year.
But the Richard Mellon-Skays do contribute, and the Koch brothers do contribute.
Yeah, but they're contributing to conservative causes.
And Crossroads Pact, they do contribute.
Just not
they're buying the government, Tony. They're buying it.
And Paul, we got to stop it. Hey, Paul, what are you doing Saturday night?
I have no idea.
Would you like to go see a Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Tour?
I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Well, then you stay on hold, and we're going to get your information, and we'll have two tickets at the door for you, Paul. Thank you for calling the show this morning. We've got more tickets to give away, folks. Don't worry. That's not the last of them. Yeah, Warren Buffett, and again, we're going to get into this at the bottom of the next hour, you know, created quite a stir on Monday, Sunday, you know, with his op-ed that, you know, billionaires and millionaires need to be paying more money, period. Now, we're not talking about what most Democrats talk about, those that make $250,000 a year or more. No. This changes the game completely. Those making $1 million and $1 billion and more. And there are plenty of them out there. Many of them don't pay federal taxes, and I know you're going to tell me, but they do their charitable stuff, the philanthropic stuff, and, you know, they invest in other businesses. Listen, we have a record amount of liquid assets, liquid business assets, doing nothing, stagnant right now, because they're not creating jobs. The job creators are not creating jobs. They're not creating jobs because there's no demand for products. That's why we need a federal jobs program that will create an income for people, that will create a demand for things that we consume, which will put more people back to work. You see how that works? It's a wonderful little life cycle. It really is a wonderful little cycle. And so the government needs to stimulate the economy in that way. And we're not talking about a giveaway here. We're talking about a revenue stream that provides jobs, that again tightens that little circle of life that I just talked about and gets more people working. Thousands of more people working. All right, Russ coming up with traffic and weather, CNN with headline news, State Rep Maureen Stapleton on the other side of this break. You're going to want to stay where you're at. We got a lot of good stuff to get to today, including more Stephanie Miller tickets to give away. I'm Tony Truppiano. We'll be back with First Shift right after this.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
No major slowdowns or accidents out there as of yet. Of course, though, we're starting to see some heavier volumes out there on the highways. In fact, you might even tap your brakes on 75 southbound right around the I-696 interchange. But really, aside from that, we are looking pretty good. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny, a high in the mid-80s. Some breezy winds out of the southwest. Tonight, some scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy otherwise, low in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, some isolated showers, very slight chance of those. Partly sunny, a high near 82. Currently it's 66 and partly cloudy at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up right after the top of the hour.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Truppiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
Bill Caiaccio. Top story this hour? President Obama says it wouldn't take much to fix the country's deficit problems, but he needs some help from Congress.
Our fiscal situation is so much stronger than so many countries around the world, including a lot of European countries. And the reason is because all we have to do is make some modest changes in terms of what we spend and make some modest changes in terms of raising revenue, and we could get things into balance.
The president took time out of his Midwest bus tour to sit down for an exclusive interview with CNN's Wolf Blitzer. President says he hopes to propose a major jobs bill soon, but Republican strategist Ari Fleischer says it won't make much difference.
I suspect for Barack Obama, these numbers are baked into his cake because nothing is going to change the job picture substantially between now and Election Day in 2012, and that's a real big headache for Barack Obama.
The president will end his bus trip with stops in Illinois today. Authorities in Missouri believe they found the remains of 3-year-old Brianne Rodriguez in a ditch. The girl's neighbor is charged with murder after police say he told them he suffocated the girl and tossed her on the side of a highway. How safe is America? CNN's Lisa Desjardins says we should be getting some answers.
Today, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce hosts a forum on the state of security since September 11th. Speakers include Homeland Security Secretary Napolitano and a host of other experts, asking what has changed since 9/11 and what are the next challenges.
Sugar Land is going to hold a private memorial for the 5 fans who were killed when a stage collapsed at the Indiana State Fair last Saturday. The country duo was about to perform when a storm came in suddenly and blew down the stage. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
With the price of gas skyrocketing, I'm glad the Sears Auto Center offered me advice on which types of motor oil can help reduce engine friction and improve my car's efficiency, which is something I can really use right now.
Head into Sears Auto Center for an oil change, brake inspection, and tire rotation for only $29.99. All that for only $29.99. Plus, save on all Bridgestone and Michelin tires through August 20th. And auto batteries are as low as $49.98 with exchange. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm adding another crew. My business is building. My marketing is deluxe.
My boutique is setting new trends in fashion and sales. My marketing is deluxe.
I just opened my 3rd fitness studio. My business is gaining strength. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
You might not have too much luck if you're looking for a new Honda. The company says right now is turning out to be its most difficult sales stretch of the year as supply disruptions caused by the March Japan earthquake finally have made their way to its dealer network. Honda dealer lots have only about a fifth of the normal inventory of models including Civics, CRVs, and Odysseys, and that is slamming August sales. Amazon.com taking a major step toward becoming a major publishing player. It has published some books, but the company has now signed with self-help author Timothy Ferris, the man behind the bestseller The 4-Hour Workweek. Amazon will publish The 4-Hour Chef next spring. It will be a hardcover, an ebook, and an audiobook. Could be a tough day for Dell, the company reporting a 2/3 increase in second quarter earnings, but is slashing its sales forecast for the year. Weak sales among consumers and governments. European stock markets are moving lower. Japan's Nikkei finished down 0.5%. S&P futures are gaining 4 points. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
At Regions, we're building a better banking experience for each small business customer. That means giving you the basics, like checking and savings, as well as offering the right lending options. Because we understand how important capital, revenue, and cash flow are to your small business. So if you're ready for a bank that's as committed to growing your business as you are, switch to Regions. Visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC. All loans subject to credit approval. See individual account disclosures for details.
I'm adding another crew. My business is building. My marketing is deluxe.
My boutique is setting new trends in fashion and sales. My marketing is deluxe.
I just opened my 3rd fitness studio. My business is gaining strength. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
College. Time to get smart. And Walmart has the latest smartphones from the best carriers starting at 97 cents. Like the Samsung Captivate from AT&T, the LG Optimus S from Sprint, and the Samsung Gem from Verizon. And at just 97 cents, it's no wonder it's called a smartphone. Of course, you could pay a lot more for a smartphone, but then you'd have less for the essentials, like tipping the pizza guy, which ironically is also 97 cents. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Prices with two-year new agreement or qualified two-year extension plan. Data plan required. Brand and assortment availability varies by location.
Perlman!
Yes, Mr. Fernwell?
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of the little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the internet!
Pardon?
But is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Every minute matters.
It's about taking action that makes a real difference in real people's lives.
Time to engage.
How's it feel to wake up this morning and be the most hated man in Michigan?
Target locked.
I have a bold vision for Michigan's future.
And people are saying, well, they're getting this huge break. Well, I don't believe that's really true. Shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice.
Ready the Snyder Fighter.
It is time for a new era. It is time for
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you. Thanks for punching in. This is the second of our 3 hours here on First Shift. And we have a great hour planned for you. If you were with us in the last hour, as I told you at the bottom of this hour, we're going to go open lines. We're going to talk a little bit about Warren Buffett and his plan to help cure a little bit of our financial ails in this country. But that's a little later on. We also will be giving away more tickets to Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Tour at some point between now and 9 o'clock. We got another set of tickets to give away. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. And, of course, you need to call to get them, and we'll let you know when that time arrives. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. And, of course, your calls are always welcome on the show. Toll free, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. Now, as I told you in the last hour, a couple Saturdays ago, I was I had the wonderful opportunity to go co-host the Wyandotte Democratic Club's annual picnic. Myself and Mayor Joseph Peterson, who's a good friend, and I split those hosting duties. Had a great afternoon, and while there, I met a state representative who I was impressed with, warmed by, amazed with, because there's an There's a common sense that comes from her. There's this, there's a passion, there's a purpose, and I think about the Democrats that are serving in the state legislature right now, and really what a daunting task that can be. Imagine going to work every day, knowing that you're not in the majority, knowing that they're not going to invite you to the table, but you were elected to represent a group of people. And you are bound and determined to do that. Representative Maureen Stapleton, who is my guest, is one of those people. So let's get to her. This is her first term, and I'm going to venture to guess that she didn't expect her first term to quite go the way it's going now. Beyond that, she is a passionate former educator. She has worked with youth in the city of Detroit and around the country for many years. She comes from a family that understands what it's like to fight hard for the middle class and to advocate for them. And she, of course, wanted to further serve on top of the work that she's done throughout, again, the country and in Wayne County by running for office, by being elected as a state representative. And State Representative Maureen Stapleton joins First Shift now. It's a pleasure to talk to you again. Thanks and welcome aboard this morning.
Thank you for having me, Tony. We are bloodied but unbowed.
Well, you know, listen, I thoroughly enjoyed meeting you. I enjoyed the short exchange that we had. Obviously, you and I have a great deal in common. Your passion for the people of Michigan, I want to say just your constituency, but again, you were in Wyandotte, which is not your district. And, you know, it's interesting because I asked you what you'd been doing during the recess this summer. You've been doing what a lot of Democrats have been doing, and that's knocking on doors of your constituents, showing up at these wonderful, you know, gatherings that are happening either during the week or on the weekend, and you're listening to people because you truly want to represent their needs. I think that's refreshing.
Thank you, Tony. There is going on in this state the biggest assault on middle class, working class, and poor people that we have ever seen. I'm not sure, as I followed the legislature over the last few years, that we have seen anything like this, and I believe more is to come. And so I have been spending the summer going out, talking to people, knocking on doors, as well as having community meetings, because there are some budget implications that will impact people's lives in a way I don't think they are absolutely aware of.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with that. You know, interestingly, looking at your bio, Representative Stapleton, and even your family background, the work that your mom and dad did, you know, you have been, you've always been connected to community. You've always had a sense of, you know, I would think, you know, wanting to give back to a community that gave so much to you and your family. And to see it, using your words, under assault as it is right now, I would have to guess that this is not a comfortable time for you.
It is not. It is not. We have people in our state that, a state that still has some of the highest unemployment in the nation, crying for help. And while I do represent a section of the city of Detroit, this is not a city of Detroit story. It is a statewide story on what is happening to working class and middle class families.
Well, that's fair enough. Let's talk. There are a handful of issues that I want to explore with you this morning, Representative Maureen Stapleton. And so I'm just going to throw some out there, and I'll let you go ahead and comment on them. Let's start with the Earned Income Tax Credit cut.
The Earned Income Tax Credit in the state of Michigan was 20% of whatever they received from the federal Earned Income Tax Credit. And the irony of that tax credit is that it came under the Reagan administration because people during that time believed that you needed to give a hand up to those who are at the lower socioeconomic standing. And so those folks who were eligible for that 20% tax cut got an extra boost in addition to the federal tax cut. For someone in my district, that was $500 and some odd a year that they could look to at the time that they filed their taxes to get a little bump, a little extra money to buy coats and clothes for school and medicine and the things that people need in order to stay whole. We have cut that. They cut that from a 20% tax credit down to a 6%. What that means for an average family, the average person might have gotten, in my district, $5-something. Statewide, about $1,000, that person can look and see a $700 deduction when they file their taxes in 2013. That's so huge for a working-class family.
You know, we're talking about people that were receiving this tax credit were the economically disadvantaged. So these were not people that had good, you know, solid jobs or incomes to begin with. Why would the legislature and the governor target the least among us? I don't understand the philosophy behind that.
Nor do we. And it's important to note here that these aren't people who are sitting at home doing nothing. The Earned Income Tax Credit was for those who earned income. These are working folks, people who are going and working at minimum wage across our state. So we don't know, except that it, again, is just another hit, slap, assault on those who are in most need. We've got another thing coming up, Tony, that's just equally as damaging, especially for people in Wayne County. We have a 48-month lifetime cap on welfare. There are a few exceptions to that. If you're a child under 16, if you're 16 and 18 and still in school, if you are disabled or taking care of a disabled person, or if you are someone who has been subject to domestic violence, they'll give you 90 days of it. What that means is that in October of this year, not next year in tax time, this year, 12,600 families will be cut off of cash assistance with absolutely nowhere to go. Absolutely nowhere to go. We know that that's about 8,000 families in Wayne County and over 6,000 in the city of Detroit. This is young women with children who have either not been able to get into a full-time job and aren't eligible for unemployment because they've never had full-time employment. This is hundreds and thousands of children and mothers that will not get any assistance, not necessarily get any training, off the system. We've got unemployment. We've got EITC. You've got homestead property tax credits that people look to. Again, those folks who were at $82,000 income or less were able to get a percentage of or tax credit based on their housing value. That's been reduced so that many people who are expecting that tax credit, that ability to take money away from their obligation to the state, have been severely impacted.
Well, you know, in the let's go back to the issue of welfare, the welfare limitation. You know, this comes at a time where, you know, and it certainly piggybacks on something that you were saying just a few minutes ago. You know, unemployment is still at an all-time high. You know, unemployment among, you know, in the state is at 9.2%. Unemployment among African Americans in the city of Detroit is at 19.5%, and I think that's a low number. So, Representative Stapleton, at a time where we still see a jobs problem, how can we, with any conscience, take away the only income some of these folks have? I mean, this is going to place an amazing burden on social service agencies that are already tapped for funds.
Not only take it away, but take it away with no alternative. If you said to me that there's training programs that are decent enough for people to get into and find jobs, that's one thing. We have two problems there, Tony. One, the jobs aren't fair, and two, the training programs that the state provides aren't very good. And so even if folks go through them, they don't find employment.
Yeah. It's just, you know, one of those things where you really have a problem wrapping your head around it. Then you couple that with this idea, Representative Stapleton, that we gave $1.8 billion in tax credit and in savings to corporations, you know, the wealthiest corporations in the state of Michigan. We are actually giving them that money, just giving it away.
Never in the history of this state have we given business the kind of tax break that we're giving them in this next tax cycle.
All right, hold that thought. We need to take a break, so hold that thought. We're going to come right back to that because we both have a point to make there. State Representative Maureen Stapleton is my guest. I'm Tony Truppiano. If you care to join us, 888-552-3595. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
Shift with Tony Truppiano on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Hey, good morning. We got a couple of slowdowns out there on the freeways. 25 southbound between 12 Mile down to I-696, and then 696 westbound between Cousins and I-75. You'll just find some minimal delays there. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, an outstanding day, mostly sunny, a high in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, mainly before 2 a.m., a low around 67. Then tomorrow, partly sunny, a very slight chance for a shower in there as well, a high in the lower 80s. Currently, it's fair and 66 degrees at Detroit City Airport.
Hey, Detroit! Hey, Motor City, it's Mama talking to you. That's right, Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show is coming to Detroit. Yes, the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour starring me, John Fugelsang, and Aisha Tyler hits the Detroit Opera House Saturday, August 20th at 8 p.m. Go to sexyliberal.com to get tickets or go right to the box office at Detroit Opera House. It's stand-up, it's panel, it's Q&A. It's a Sexy Liberal town hall. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Can't wait to see you, Detroit. Sexyliberal.com. Come on, Detroit. Time to get your sexy on.
When the show is done, the party has just begun. Join the staff of First Shift and the cast of the Sexy Liberal Tour for an after party you will talk about for a long time to come. Immediately following the show, join Tony, Jeff, and Todd with Stephanie and her crew
Saturday, August 20th,
and nosh on some delicious goodies like beef brisket, jumbo shrimp, imported cheeses and olives, and grilled chicken.
appreciate you.
While rubbing elbows with some of the people you listen to every day, and in the process, help us as we will donate all the proceeds to Planned Parenthood's advocacy efforts as we team with the Sexy Liberal Tour and their donation as well. For just $20 per person, you will end your evening with great food, great conversation, and what will sure to be some stories to tell. Send a check or money order to the Tony Truffiano Show at P.O. Box 1027, Dearborn Heights, Michigan 48127. You may pay at the door that evening, but you must RSVP in advance to Tony at thetonyshow.org by Friday, August 19th at noon.
Come on, Detroit. Time to get your sexy on.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Truffiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. You took the wind out of my sails when you said it about being sold a bill of goods and us having to vote. They want to destroy public education. They want to destroy unions. They want to destroy everything that this country fought for. This is the result of us not voting back in November.
You know, folks, Norm just said it perfectly. In fact, Jeff, if we can try to make a promo on what Norm just said about this. This is from not voting.
First Shift with Tony Truffiano on 1310 WDTW.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Truffiano or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today. My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Truffiano and First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back. Tony Truffiano again. My guest, State Representative Maureen Stapleton. We had to interrupt her as we were going to break, and we've got some calls to get to. Again, if you want to join us, 888-552-3595. Representative Stapleton, thank you for holding with us during the break. I'll let you go ahead and continue your thought.
We have an 83% tax break that is about to be given to our largest corporations in the state. 83% over the next 2 years. We don't see any jobs coming. Businesses have told me jobs aren't coming because the economy is so unsure. And so we've given a gift. We've stolen money out of our school aid fund. Never in the history of this state did we ever believe that school money would go to corporate tax breaks, nor did we ever think that higher ed and community colleges would be put in that budget so that they could steal the money. This, is an all-out assault, and it's quite frankly ridiculous. We're doing everything we can to stop it. We have been able to push back on some things, but the assault, while the blow is lighter, the blow will come.
Well, and there's no question there's something that we can all do, and we'll make sure that we hit on that before we let you go today. Let us go to the phone and welcome Mike in Westland. Mike, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Tony and the representative. One of the things that I think that impacts unemployment rate for young folks and in the African-American community in Detroit is the dropout rate continues to go higher and higher. So I think that since money is so hard to come by right now, instead of having these training programs trying to train people who may be high school dropouts, I think we need to find ways to fix our education system so that we have more people graduating from high school prepared to go on either to a college education or going into some other type of employment. And number two, she commented about the revenue for some of these young women with children in this poised to be getting cut off. Where are the fathers?
Well, you know, that's a great question. Mike, thank you for your call. You know, I'll certainly let you, Representative Stapleton, and address his two concerns. But you know, we do need to, you know, you've worked, and let's make people clear, you've worked with youth a great deal of your life. People need to understand in your background is that commitment to youth. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. I was a teacher, a youth program director. I've done it all for young people in this city over the last 15, 20 years. And he's absolutely correct. We need to fix our educational system. In Detroit, we're under now our second emergency manager, and still kids aren't learning. Local control has been taken away, and still kids are dropping out. So he's absolutely correct. We need to fix our education system, and we do need to make fathers more accountable. That's absolutely correct. But while we're doing those things to take people off of the only cash assistance they need in the worst economy in our nation's history, or at least the last 30, 40 years, is absolutely absurd.
Absolutely. No question that's true. Let's talk again. We don't have a lot of time left. There's a couple more issues that I'd like to get to before we're out of time today. We also saw, again, another policy shift that makes no sense, continues to hurt especially those that are no longer working, and that's a reduction in unemployment benefits at a time where we don't see any movement in the state of Michigan to see people going back to work.
Absolutely. Right now, we have people who become unemployed, and if they're working full-time and are eligible for unemployment, they get 26 weeks. After January, that 26 will go down to 20. There are currently some extensions to that 20 that come from the federal government because of the AARA money, the stimulus money, and some other things. We don't know what the extensions will be in the future. So we have now, as a state, made a decision. They have made a decision, those who are in control, that instead of 26 weeks, people will get 20 weeks. That's a six-week reduction.
Well, again, hurting people that are already hurting, and it just makes no sense. Now, we covered this, and again, this is one of the, this is going to be another one of those issues that people just, they got to hear it maybe multiple times before they believe it. But if you are making a donation to a charity, the incentive to do that is disappearing. In fact, it will be gone.
Many of our tax credits, most of our tax credits that people get from donations to food banks, to homeless shelters, to public institutions like museums and libraries, their ability to reduce their tax obligation, which quite frankly spurs many people to give to those institutions, that ability now is gone. And so we're hurting people, but we're also hurting organizations that help those people most in need, that help citizens learn how to read, libraries do that every day, that expose them to art. Arts museums do that every day. Food banks, job banks, all those kinds of things where people give money to help people get a leg up, all of those tax credits are now gone.
Well, you know, and it's interesting as we take a look at the big picture here. Let's just take a step back. We were told that these new policies would create the kind of environment that businesses would relish, that they would come in record numbers to open up new businesses. Yet when asked the question during the budgeting process, not only the governor but others in the Republican side of the aisle could not with any confidence say that it would create one job. And indeed, we've lost over 16,000 jobs since this governor has taken office. A lot of them, unfortunately, Representative Stapleton, in education, which, of
Absolutely.
Course, makes no sense at all.
You know, whether you are most in need or not, you will see the effects of the policies of the Republican Party. When your children go back to school this fall, you will see higher class sizes because there will be less teachers. There will be less support staff. There will be less principals. And so these cuts, while they are most severe for those most in need, everyone who has a child in public education will see the ramifications of the stealing of money from the school aid fund. $470 per pupil, gone. A number of categorical kind of funding, things that support bilingual education and special education, gone. That money turned into an 83% tax break for big business, and we haven't seen a job yet. And as you just indicated, 15,000 are gone since this governor took office.
You know, it's interesting because we think about Proposal A, which I thought guaranteed a funding of public schools in the state of Michigan. It was my understanding that was it was understood what it was for, and that it should be used for that purpose. This almost seems unconstitutional.
It really does. It really does. And I know that there are a number of organizations that are challenging in court a number of the budget assumptions that have been put in place. But the other thing that I want to make sure people are aware of, because, you know, this is kind of a bait-and-switch situation, people aren't going to see this hit except in things like EITC and unemployment. They're not going to see it right away. Where they're going to see it is in 2013 when they go to file their taxes. And so I don't want anyone to believe that when they get their tax return this year or next year that they'll think, oh, it's not so bad. It is bad. And it's hitting literally every family.
Well, listen, we're out of time. I want to thank you for joining us in this early morning. I'd love to have you back on sometime. Of course, you're back in session in a couple weeks, and we'll hope to reach back out to you and have you back on the show.
Thank you for the opportunity to share all that's going on in Michigan today.
Well, what a blessing you are. Representative, State Representative Maureen Stapleton. We're open lines on the other side of this. I'm Tony Truppiano. Stay with us. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. This civil traffic update brought to you by Radio Shack. We do have some slowdowns out there. 75 southbound between 12 Mile down to 8 Mile, and then 696 westbound between DeQuinder and I-75. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny. A high near 85, though we will have some breezy winds out of the southwest. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy otherwise, a low around 67. Then tomorrow, partly sunny, a high near 82, a very slight chance for an isolated shower. Currently, it's fair and 66 at Detroit City Airport.
Right now at Radio Shack, you can save up to 50% on portable power products. Stop by today and stock up on extra hours of battery life for your phone or other electronic devices. Save 20 to 50% on select portable power products in-store through 8/20/2011.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Truppiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. A 21-year-old single mother has been fired from her $8-an-hour job at a Target store in Long Island after workers there voted down an attempt to organize. Tashauna Green worked on the sales floor and was a vocal proponent of unionization under the auspices of the United Food and Commercial Workers. Had that effort succeeded, it would have been the first Target store in the country to affiliate with a union. After a contentious organizing campaign during which workers claimed Target management coerced them to vote against the union, workers voted 137 to 85 last month against affiliation. Shortly thereafter, Tashauna Green was terminated. Local 1500 of the United Food and Commercial Workers has filed an unfair labor practices complaint with the National Labor Relations Board, which says it's investigating. However, the struggle at the Target in Long Island has inspired workers in other stores around the country. Organizing drives are now getting underway in Chicago, San Francisco, Seattle, and Minneapolis, the home of Target's corporate headquarters. Here's an excerpt from an anti-union Target video.
What works best for Target and our team members is the ability to meet challenges, resolve issues, and grow the business together without the interference of a union or other third party.
Refuse to sign. Keep Target union-free.
20,000 grocery workers, members of UFCW Local 770, are poised to strike if necessary as soon as Friday in California. Wage and health care contributions are the major issues in negotiations with Ralph's, Vons, and Albertson's supermarkets. Stores from Santa Barbara to the Mexican border would be affected if the workers strike. The strike in 2003 lasted 164 days. Republicans failed to recall two Wisconsin Democratic state senators Tuesday. The two were the last of the spate of recalls triggered by the Republican attack on public worker collective bargaining. Both Democratic state senators won their recall elections by strong margins. Democrats and organized labor succeeded in recalling two GOP state senators earlier this month, but it was one seat short of taking control from Republicans. This newscast made possible in part by the American Federation of Teachers, a union of professionals.
Workers' rights under attack. What do we do?
Civica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary for Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. I am Tony Trupiano. We're open lines this half hour. Don't forget, we still have some tickets to give away to Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Tour. We'll let you know a little bit more about the after party after the show. And, of course, you're free to join us, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org. We'll welcome Amir to the show. Amir in Detroit, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning, sir?
How you doing today? Thank you for having a representative come on and explain the budget cut that's happening. But also to your caller and your representative, we want to hold fathers accountable. Give us our rights to our children. For those of us that have children, we have no right. Now, I pay $1,200 a month in child support, so can't say you're not holding me accountable.
You got that right.
And there's a lot of us that do pay that money. Now, if I had rights to my children, because, you know, a lot of these laws where they're coming down talking about they're going to hold the parents responsible if the kids aren't showing up to school, you know, they got to thinking about that. Because most of the children in the state of Michigan are the sole custodial parents of the mother. The mother has custodial parenting over them. So you know who would have been going to jail? The mother. So they thought about that a little bit and say, you know, we really shouldn't do that. Right. So that's why I'm telling people, think about what you say. The young man that called, think about it. You want to hold me accountable? Give me my rights.
Yeah,
stop,
you know,
telling me all I have to do is... Huh, sir?
Yeah, you know, people don't understand the full picture there. I agree with you, Amir.
And that's it, because they lump us all in together. There was a study done back in 2006 that showed if we gave men their rights, the choice of saying you want to be half the parenting time and, you know, basically joint custody, that up to 50% of the welfare rolls could have been reduced. Up to 50%, because a lot of men would like to have the rights to their children so that they can raise them, be around them, see them, and not have to fight with the mother about any of those types of issues. So, first off, when we want to hold somebody accountable, make sure that they have the right to be held accountable to it. Just paying child support, you can't hold them accountable because actually they're giving them money.
Well, and there's no question the courts, and Amir, thank you for your call. There's no question the courts...
You,
you bet. There's no question the courts favor mothers in custody battles, a great majority of the time, just because they're moms. And that's not always the best place for the kid to be. And I have to keep my mouth shut from there. I'll just keep that one to myself. All right. I had told you in this half hour we were going to talk a little bit about Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett has a tax plan. And basically that tax plan says if you make a lot of money, I'm going to really simplify this. If you make a lot of money, you need to be paying more of it in taxes, period. Now, he's not the first one to say this. Celebrities have said it. Matt Damon most recently. Stephen King, Bill Clinton, and others. And so that's the plan. If you make a lot of money, you should pay more in taxes. And he said that Congress has coddled the wealthy, the uber wealthy, long enough. And he went on to say that there's no question, that if they were taxed at a higher rate, it would not stop them from doing what they already do. He's been around a long time. He knows. Now, there are those that are saying what he said was so irresponsible. Some are saying he's a traitor to the wealthy. Others, of course, are calling him a hero. Which one is it? I'm going to let you decide that for yourself. Which one is it? But let's go to... Let's go listen to a little audio. Pat Buchanan, who I have no use for, seemingly MSNBC still does, wants Warren Buffett to put up or shut up. This is what he had to say.
I'm writing a note to Warren Buffett. Look, I'm a little fed up with these people. Come on, you know, they're big op-eds, all these admonitions. Why don't he set an example and send a check for $5 billion to the federal government? He's got about $40 billion. You know, you had a plan up there. I talked to Howie Carr in Boston where the super rich could contribute an extra amount. It was something like 1/10 to 1% did it. You get all this noise from these big rich folks. Let them send checks and set an example instead of writing op-ed.
All right. And he goes on to say, Warren, write the check. Go ahead with that other piece of audio. Oh, I'm sorry. This was Bachman. Bachman says write the check.
Taxes are high enough already. Now, the president's friend, Warren Buffett, just came out and said all the billionaires should be paying more money. I have a suggestion. Mr. Buffett, write a big check today. There's nothing you have to wait for. As a matter of fact, the president has redefined millionaires and billionaires as any company that makes over $200,000 a year. That's his definition of a millionaire billionaire. So perhaps Mr. Buffett would like to give away his entire fortune above $200,000. That's what you want to do? Have at it. Give it to the federal government. But don't ask the rest of us to have our taxes increased because you want to have a soundbite. We want to have real job creation in this country.
Well, she lied. I mean, that's just a bold-faced lie.
And more than one.
I mean, listen, the president has never defined a millionaire of anybody, any company making more than $200,000. And by the way, companies aren't people. In case you haven't gotten that news yet, Michelle. Oh, that's right. She agreed, as did Palin, as all these people are agreeing that companies are people. Fundamentally wrong. I mean, just fundamentally wrong.
And the tax isn't 100% after 200 grand. Like she was like, if you want to give your entire fortune after 200 grand to the government, that's not what anyone is saying either.
No, no one is saying that. What they're saying is that, you know, the president's now using the term shared sacrifice. It's going to be, you know, it's now the buzz phrase nationally, as it's been locally, as it's been at the statewide level. So that's the new buzz phrase, you know, shared sacrifice. Warren Buffett saying that it's time for those of us that can afford to pay more to pay more. That's all he's saying. It's that simple. All right? That's all he's saying.
Didn't you tell us yesterday, didn't you say it was like he's paying 17%? It's one of the lowest tax rates and he by all means, is a billionaire.
Yeah.
He's paying 17%.
17% of federal, his federal tax, 17% of what he takes, what he makes. And again, he makes more in interest on his investments in one day than most of us make in a year. Okay, that's just on earned interest. And God bless him. I'm not, you know, I love when people are successful, never looking to, you know, take a piece of somebody else's pie. That's not what this is about. It's about people paying their fair share. We have historically low tax rates right now. Nobody is saying to increase taxes on the middle class. So where they're coming up with this, you know, they're going to tax us all is beyond me because that's not a part of anybody's game plan. No one is looking to raise your taxes. No one. Unless you make more than $250,000 a year. Well, Warren Buffett said, the hell with that, a million or more. Now, that, of course, is a much smaller group, but still a rather large group. And then we start looking at the numbers, and the numbers definitively tell us that we can create anywhere between $300 and $600 billion in revenue over a 10-year period of time. That's a lot of freaking money.
Well, yeah, but if you tell the Republicans that, they're saying, well, it's a small drop in the bucket compared to $14 trillion. But we've already said every little bit counts. You know, you add
Of course it does.
You add revenue with cuts, and you get the job done faster.
We're not going to eliminate the trillions of dollars in debt in a four-year cycle. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And by the way, Michelle Bachman says that within 3 months, she can balance our budget. Within 3 months. I don't even want to know what that looks like for everybody. I don't even want to know what that looks like. But she claims that in 3 months she can balance the budget. It's just not possible, and it's not. It's not logistically possible. So when she was asked that question, she hemmed and hawed and stuttered and said, well, no, but we could put the apparatus in place. Oh, the apparatus. Okay, well, make up your mind. Which is it? And so it's ridiculous to think that, you know, we can continue to go on the path that we're on without increasing revenue. Now, Jeff, the president's going to come back, and when they come back In September, the Congress comes back. He's going to come out with a jobs plan that's going to require funding. And I'm going to bet you that his funding model is going to be, increasing taxes on those making $250,000 a year or more, because we have to fund this jobs program. All right? We don't have the money to just create another entitlement. We don't. But we do have the money to create a new revenue stream. We have a means to do that, and we need to do that. Imagine, if you will, for a minute. What would you say, Jeff, if I told you that I could put a tax program together that would fix roads and rebuild schools and rebuild some infrastructure, and I could put 50 to 60,000 Michiganders back to work in the next 18 months. What would you say to that?
I'd say that sounds like a heck of an economic stimulus.
All right, now I'm going to be able to actually pay for it so it self-funds itself, so it's not even going to cost taxpayers any money. Does that make it sound a little more palatable to you?
That makes it sound like it's a great program.
All right, so let me take it a little further. As a result of that stimulus, as a result of creating that job, that jobs plan, not only are we going to be able to fund it by, taxing the wealthiest in this country, just asking them to pay their fair share. We're not going to gouge them. But on top of that, because of putting these people back to work, not only at the state level, but at the federal level, we'll be able, through capturing tax revenue, bring in another, $4 to $5 billion. Would that sweeten the pot for you a little bit?
So it pays for itself and it brings in money. That sounds like a no-lose situation.
Okay, and what do you think the Republicans are going to say to that plan?
It's increasing taxes.
Absolutely,
so no.
That's exactly what they're going to say. Mr. President, make them say no to jobs. Make them say no. Sweet God, I hope you do it. Oh, I hope you do it. Open lines, 888-552-3595. Now my blood's pumping. 888-552-3595. Go Warren Buffett. I'm Tony Trupiano. We will take the break. Call me. Let's talk. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Over the last decade, we have spent $1 trillion on war at a time of rising debt and hard economic times. Now, we must invest in America's greatest resource, our people.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hey, my name is Amy and I work at Lowe's. Summer's not over yet and grilling season is still going strong. Luckily, Lowe's has low prices on items across the store. Right now, stop by and get a Grillmaster 3-burner gas grill for just $169 or a Master Forge 2-burner patio grill for only $199. Then cool things off with a 50-foot never kink water hose, now just $26.98. Find these and more everyday low prices right now at Lowe's. Lowe's, let's build something together. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Start your engines, Detroit, because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is cruising your way.
Take him to Detroit.
These progressive pistons are firing on all cylinders, and they're born, bred, and made in the USA. On August 20th at the Detroit Opera House, John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and Motor City's favorite cougar, Stephanie Miller, will spark up your night and heal you with their full-torque progressive power. Tickets are available at motopera.org and ticketmaster.com. To call for tickets, dial 313-237-SING. That's 313-237-SING. Score your VIP tickets early for the best seats to witness Mama model her tight, sexy tee.
I want to get back to Michigan and I want to try.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Detroit, you just can't afford to miss this.
When the show is done, the party has just begun. Join the staff of First Shift and the cast of the Sexy Liberal Tour for an after party you will talk about for a long time to come. Immediately following the show, join Tony, Jeff, and Todd with Stephanie and her crew
Saturday, August 20th,
and nosh on some delicious goodies like beef brisket, jumbo shrimp, imported cheeses and olives, and grilled chicken. While rubbing elbows with some of the people you listen to every day, and in the process, help us as we will donate all the proceeds to Planned Parenthood's advocacy efforts as we team with the Sexy Liberal Tour and their donation as well. For just $20 per person, you will end your evening with great food, great conversation, and what will sure to be some stories to tell. Send a check or money order to the Tony Trupiano Show at P.O. Box 1027, Dearborn Heights, Michigan 48127. You may pay at the door that evening, but you must RSVP MVP in advance to Tony at thetonyshow.org by Friday, August 19th at noon.
Come on, Detroit. Time to get your sexy on.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support. Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595. First Chip with Tony Triano. On 1310 WDTW.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Tony Triano with you. Hey, Todd, join me for a second, would you? Todd, you there? Ground control,
yeah, what's up?
To Major Todd. Can you keep Jeff out of here during the show?
I'll try my best.
Nah, I love him. You know I love him. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. I'm looking for sanity, folks. You know, I got to, honestly, you know, tonight I'm going to speak to the West Bloomfield Lakes Democratic Club, and we're going to talk about activism and getting involved. Telling the truth will be one way to get involved. I told you this earlier this week. You need to know what the Republicans are all about so you can fight truth with power. This isn't about superheroes. All right? We don't have to do anything extraordinary. But we do need to do more than show up. We do. And sometimes we need good storytellers. I'm trying to be a good storyteller. I need you all to understand that we need to educate the populace. Bruce Felt joins us now. Bruce, welcome to First Shift. It is a pleasure to have you back on the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm awesome, man. I'm walking down the street in Madison, Wisconsin. I have an idea.
Let's hear your idea.
I want your listeners to get involved, and everyone I run this idea by loves it. I'm hoping you'll love it, too. Anyway, the idea is to do a national bus tour. We are looking at motorhomes today. Looking at a national bus tour that is called the Alec Exposed Corporations Are Not People Bus Tour. We go all around the country. We hold town hall meetings, 200, 300 people at a time, and tell them why Alec is evil, why that's not the way our government should be putting together legislation, and why corporations are not people, and why it's evil that corporations are considered people by this Supreme Court.
Well, I think the Democratic National Committee should fund that, Bruce. You should get a hold of them.
I'm talking to people here in Wisconsin, because there's a meeting here October 22nd. It's a little tiny, you talk about activism, a little tiny group I met with here, four women, and they're having open mic nights every month. Jan Schakowsky is coming to one of their open mic nights. They're having a meeting about Alec on October 22nd. They're expecting 200 people to come and find out about Alec.
Yeah, they love it. By the way,
that all across the country.
And by the way, would you, Bruce, give our congratulations to the great people of Wisconsin on their victories last night? Democracy.
I will. We're actually having a conference call tonight because they have some real voting issues here. Not just the ones you've been hearing about, but
I'm sure.
Real issues here. We're trying to fix them.
All right. Well, listen, I'll support your bus tour. We got to move on. We got full lines right now, so let's try to
come on the tour, Tony.
I got to do my show every day. I got to do the show. I can't be touring. I'm just saying. All right. Let's go to our next call. Welcome my dear friend Patty in St. Clair County. Talking about somebody that stands up every day, Patty's one of those people. Patty, nice to talk to you, sweetheart.
Hi, Tony. I always turn you on, but I'm usually running around the house here doing this and that, and I'm listening. But I cannot believe what Representative
Stapleton? Yeah.
She shared, I did not know that he had cut all of the benefits of giving to the organization.
Yeah,
as
you know,
well.
We actually had somebody on from Goodwill a while back talking about that. Yeah, you know, you're not going to get the tax. I mean, you can still donate, of course,
sure,
no longer getting not getting a tax break anymore.
This is absolutely ridiculous. I guess then he's going to end up filling all of the empty prisons as debtor prisons or something. I don't know what people are going to do, and I cannot believe that anyone in this state would not be willing to sign a petition to recall this man if they knew the truth.
Yeah, I would. You know, Patty, you obviously and I, obviously you and I are on the same page there. How are things out in St. Clair County? I miss you guys.
Well, we're still working. You know, it's so very frustrating because so many people don't know the truth. I just got a phone call from a retiree that didn't know St. Clair County Democrats was existing, and we certainly are alive and kicking, as
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
So
you know,
we just it's just a struggle to get the word out.
Well, you know, and Patty, as I said when I was there to talk to your group, you know, where you'll remember I was asked the question, what do we do with those people that just don't, you know, they don't believe it? And I said, you just have to keep telling the truth, and eventually the truth will win. And Patty, that's what we need to do. You know,
absolutely.
We need to continue to tell the truth. Thank you so much for your call this morning. You're in my thoughts and prayers. I'm glad you took the time to punch in with us. Again, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. Thank you for being with me this morning. Let's go to Mike and Celine. Mike, thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind?
Education is the key. If we need to educate the American people, the fact they don't realize back in Eisenhower's day, the tax rate for millionaires was like 91%. Somebody first told me that, I didn't believe them. I had to look it up myself, but I couldn't believe it. And those people didn't complain. And well, they lowered the tax rate to 70% during Kennedy's administration. But still, there was a lot of money there. That's just the top tax rate for capital gains. It was like 50% or 35%, not 15%.
There has been, Mike, a huge tax shift from corporations to people. And there was a time in this country.
People don't realize.
I know they don't realize it.
Well, they think we're gouging the big boys. Well, we're really not gouging. They've been gouging us for years.
That's right, Mike. You're 100% correct. They have the money to elect the people that decide what rules will be made, and then we have
they
to live with those.
It down to us.
Absolutely.
They
that's why we call it a race to the bottom, Mike. It is a race to the bottom.
Keep talking, guys. The voice has to keep just like a voice crying in the wilderness. You got to keep telling people.
No
okay?
question, that's true. No question. Mike, thank you so much for the call. Folks, pay attention and then spread the good word. One more quick call before we got to get out of here in this hour. Gary in Southfield joins me now. Gary, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind?
Well, there's a phrase I used to hear every now and then, but haven't heard it in a long time, and that is the government as the employer of last resort. And it just seems like such a good idea to me that the unemployment problem should be addressed by having not necessarily make work programs, but there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done. And if you do guarantee people work when they need it, then what you're going to be saving money on jail administration, on public defender programs, other social programs.
You know, Gary,
helping out these individuals.
You know what that's called? It's called common sense,
socialism.
Gary. No, it's called common sense.
As soon as the idea is going to get proposed, it's going to be labeled socialistic.
You know what? I don't care how they label it anymore. We can no longer afford for another 15 months of this. And if the Republicans are going to insist on being obstructionist just so they can win an election, I can't say it. The FCC bars me from saying what I want to say. Gary, thank you so much for your call. We got to take a break for the top of the hour. Stephen Henderson with the Detroit Free Press on the other side of this. We've got more open line time. Stephanie Miller in the next hour. Tickets to give away. The after party to talk about. And I got a million stories that I won't even touch. God, life is good. All right, let's take the break. This is, we've got Russ coming up with traffic and weather, CNN with headline news. I'm Tony Truppiano. Stay with us. We got more to do. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We're looking pretty good on the freeways right now. 275 northbound between Ann Arbor Road and the 96 M14 interchange is just a little bit slow. 75 southbound between 12 Mile down to 9 Mile. That is backed up as well. 7 Mile in both directions. That outer drive that is currently closed because of a building fire. And 696 eastbound west of 75, we have an accident on the shoulder. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service today, fantastic. A high near 85. Tonight, maybe some scattered showers and thunderstorms moving through the area, mostly cloudy otherwise, a low around 67. Then tomorrow, partly sunny, maybe a chance of a shower. High still in the lower 80s. Currently it's fair and 66 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift with Tony Trupiano coming up after the top of the hour.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Leading the news this hour, we'll get an update on America's security today, just a few weeks before September 11th. CNN's Lisa Desjardins tells us what to expect to hear from Homeland Security officials.
Expect both good and tough news this morning as Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano and former Secretary Tom Ridge speak in a forum about Homeland Security since 9/11. Napolitano is expected to highlight one program. This one.
Remember, if you see something, say something.
That's an agency commercial. Today, expect officials looking at national security to stress again the need for local vigilance. Lisa Desjardins, CNN, Washington.
President Obama was asked if he's worried about a possible terror attack leading up to the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Keep in mind the extraordinary progress we've made over the last couple of years in degrading Al-Qaeda's capabilities. They are a much weaker organization with much less capability than they had just 2 or 3 years ago.
During an exclusive interview with CNN's Wolf Blitzer, the president says the biggest concern is a lone wolf terrorist. A thief desecrated a 9/11 memorial site in New Hampshire. Someone stole the American flag from the memorial. Captain Dave Morin with the Hudson Fire Department says this was thoughtless.
I would hope they didn't take it because of what it stands for. I think it's total disrespect to the victims' families, the residents of Hudson.
The site has concrete laid with rubble from the Twin Towers. U.S. Major General Jeffrey Buchanan says Iran is the biggest threat to Iraq's security. Buchanan says the U.S. is informally talking to Iraq about a continued American presence after the end of this year. An investigation found 4 top British police officers did nothing wrong in connection with the phone hacking scandal. The police were accused of being too cozy with reporters at News International. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
How do you make car care simple? Put all the experts you need under one roof. That's how Midas works. Whether it's oil changes, brakes, alignments, or advanced engine diagnostics, the choice is simple. Drive all over town or head to Midas, where you'll find technicians trained on state-of-the-art equipment, all in one convenient location. How's that for making car care simple? Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Visit us at Midas.com.
Shopping for a car? The best place to start is CarMax.com. At CarMax.com, you can compare features, prices, and more on thousands of high-quality used cars and trucks in our nationwide inventory. You can even transfer most cars to the store nearest you. A fee may apply. It's the easy way to see actual prices and tons of pictures and find the car that's perfect for you. Log on to CarMax.com and start shopping today. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Another record quarter of earnings from the maker of John Deere. 15% profit bump on higher sales of heavy equipment by construction companies and farmers, as well as riding lawnmowers by the emperors of the suburbs. That plus better than expected earnings reports from retailers including Target, Staples, Abercrombie & Fitch, and BJ's Wholesale all have helped offset gloom coming from Dell, that company slashing its sales forecast for the full year. The mostly good news is helping stock futures begin to part company with the rest of the world, whose markets have been moving lower. Right now, S&P futures are gaining 4 points. NASDAQ futures still down 1. Dow futures right now up 25 points. European stock markets have been sliding, most down almost a full percent, as sovereign debt worry remains unabated even after yesterday's economic summit with the leaders of Germany and France. Bump for oil futures right now up more than a dollar to almost $88 a barrel in early trades. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
At Regions, we're building a better banking experience for each small business customer. That means giving you the basics, like checking and savings, as well as offering the right lending options. Because we understand how important capital, revenue, and cash flow are to your small business. So if you're ready for a bank that's as committed to growing your business as you are, switch to Regions. Visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC. All loans subject to credit approval. See individual account disclosures for details.
I'm adding another crew. My business is building. My marketing is deluxe.
My boutique is setting new trends in fashion and sales. My marketing is deluxe.
I just opened my third fitness studio. My business is gaining strength. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
How do you make car care simple? Put all the experts you need under one roof. That's how Midas works. Whether it's oil changes, brakes, alignments, or advanced engine diagnostics, the choice is simple. Drive all over town or head to Midas, where you'll find technicians trained on state-of-the-art equipment, all in one convenient location. How's that for making car care simple? Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Visit us at Midas.com.
Shopping for a car? The best place to start is CarMax.com. At CarMax.com, you can compare features, prices, and more on thousands of high-quality used cars and trucks in our nationwide inventory. You can even transfer most cars to the store nearest you, a fee may apply. It's the easy way to see actual prices and tons of pictures, and find the car that's perfect for you. Log on to CarMax.com and start shopping today. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Strong thunderstorms, damaging winds with some. President of the United States, Barack Obama, is destroying the United States. Detroit, Michigan embraced progressive policies and corrupt government and unions.
Essentially, the far left wants every captured terrorist to have the same rights all Americans.
According to Tony Trupiano, what the governor failed to reveal was the number of lost jobs from that one policy shift alone cost the state of Michigan over 10,000 jobs in the first quarter of this year.
Doing the right thing requires a dedication and commitment to looking beyond the headlines. It requires a level of excellence and unparalleled effort. It requires you to punch in. It requires First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the final hour of this Wednesday First Shift program. And yes, we've got our regular guest on hold, and we'll get to him in just a moment. Want to remind you, a little later on in this hour today, Stephanie Miller herself will be checking in with us. We also have some tickets to give away to the Sexy Liberal Tour at the Detroit Opera Theater this Saturday evening. We'll talk a little bit about the after party, that fundraiser for Planned Parenthood that is sponsored by this very program. I know Todd and Jeff and I are very much looking forward to meeting many of you. We've had a great response to the after party, so you still have an opportunity to get in on that. Don't worry about it. I'll get to all those details a little bit later on in this hour. And, of course, there's a lot to get to. A little later on in the show, we're going to focus on a little bit of on Texas Governor Rick Perry and the way he has been going after the president lately. President being too nice a guy? I'm going to let you answer that question a little bit later on in the show, but let us get to our guest in this hour. And if you would, guys, go ahead and give me my intro.
Joining us now, editor of the Detroit Free Press, Stephen Henderson.
And we welcome Stephen Henderson back to First Shift. A pleasure to have you with us this morning, Stephen. I hope you're well.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
You know, what an interesting week. I'm taking a look at my Free Press on a daily basis. You got one headline that says, toll of weekend Detroit shootings now total 25 as police increase patrols. You have another headline that say, you know, record amount of people go downtown for Kid Rock's summer block party.
Yeah.
You know, oh my, you know, you, these images that come to mind, we have, right as we're speaking, a serious, serious violent crime problem in the city of Detroit, Stephen. I mean, this is very serious stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, this has been a terrible summer in Detroit. I mean, one of the most violent summers I can remember. Summer's more violent than winter anyway. Just the numbers of homicides in the city this summer has pushed us far beyond where we would normally be, you know, at this point in the year. And we're on pace now, I think, to hit some sort of record, which, of course, you don't ever want to do. What I think concerns me more than the sheer numbers is the lack of information about why people think this is happening. I mean, you don't hear the police chief saying, here's what's going on and here's specifically what we're going to do about it. You don't hear the mayor out very loudly saying, you know, this is totally unacceptable and we're going to do something about it. I mean, it's almost as if people are resigned to this happening.
You know, it's interesting you say that because I thought that, and I did last night after I had dinner, I went and looked to see how the mayor was responding to this. I found only one quote, and Stephen, I'm not exaggerating, I found one quote where Mayor Dave Bing said, I'm making crime a priority.
Right.
That's the quote. It was over. That was it. That was the whole conversation.
Yeah, and this is where, this is one of the for me, this is one of the problem areas with this mayor, who I support and I think is doing some important things. But I think not understanding, even at an emotional level, what a political leader's role is when something like this happens. And we've seen this before with this mayor, you know, when the little girl got shot by police officers, you know, he didn't go to the scene, he didn't make, you know, a big sort of public show then. Some of that because it's just not his personality, but I think people in the city have a right to expect a certain level of sort of rhetorical and emotional response from their leaders to sort of say, listen, we're not going to take all this. I mean, even if he were to say, I don't know exactly how to stop all this, I'm going to do something about it. And he sort of is a little tone deaf on that.
Well, you know, and it's and this is not going to be unfamiliar to residents of the city. Response time to crime in the city when you call the police department is still woefully, actually embarrassingly slow.
Yeah, it's terrible. And in fact, that's actually a very generous description of response time. Response time for most crimes in the city is never. If you call about anything below a certain level of emergency, they don't have the people to come out. So, for example, you know, my car got stolen in Detroit last December. I called the police. They said, well, you're going to have to come down to the station down at Woodward and Grand Boulevard and file a report. Most other places, the cops will come out for something like that. We're at a point where the police department is not functioning the way a police department should. And I'm not blaming DPD officers, who many of whom I know and all of whom I really respect, who work real hard. I think it's about how the department is organized, and I think it's about how the department is deployed that's left us in a real lurch here in terms of being able to deal with the crime that we have.
Yeah, but let me point out another fact, Stephen Henderson. We have and we're working on record crime rates in some parts of the city at a time when the number of residents is at an all-time low.
Yeah,
I think you juxtapose those two facts together, this is beyond alarming. I mean, we should be screamingly afraid of what's going on right now.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, what you're seeing is that certain parts of the city are ruled by the drug trade and by gangs and by violence, and that essentially in those parts of the city, the police are not really a factor, at least in terms of people's thinking and behavior. I mean, people are doing what they want to do. If you think about it, the population loss, the people who are leaving are the people who can get out. people who have the means to go somewhere else and really want a better life for themselves. So increasingly, those who are left behind are either those who are involved in this stuff in the first place or those who are victims of it. And so you're going to, I think, increasingly what we're seeing is that that's what's going on. That's what the neighborhoods look like in some cases. And there isn't anyone else left. There aren't normal families left in a lot of these places other than the ones who just can't get out.
You know, it was interesting. A couple weeks ago, I downloaded a phone app called Radio 50, and it's a police scanner is what it is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I did, on Sunday, for a couple hours, about an hour, I just left it on the Detroit police. I just left it on and listened to the calls. Easily 80% of the calls, uh-huh, they would make a call, Stephen, and the response would be, I need backup, and then there would be a 30, 45-second pause, no backup available, rescind that call, you know, don't make that call. They can't go into these areas because they don't have proper support. You can't send a single cop into a call on a shooting on the west side if he's by himself.
Right. No, that's right. And that gets to what I'm talking about in terms of deployment and organization. I mean, this is a department that still retains a lot of the organization that it had when the city was far more populated and when crime was far less. I mean, for a time in Detroit, we saw murders go down. Now that we're going back up, you probably have to redeploy some people. I think, you know, one of the really interesting stats in Detroit is that, I mean, we have 3,000 officers, which if you sort of look at it per capita is a pretty good number. I mean, that's about the right number of people we should have. But only 1,000 of those people is assigned to patrol. So two of every three is assigned to a duty that's not really about fighting crime at the point of attack. That's something you got to start thinking about changing.
Yeah, and in a big way, especially, you know, we can look at certainly the unemployment rate is a factor. We can see and even take a look at the weather. You know, if it's too hot, you know, the tempers are going to rise.
Right.
You know, certainly we know this. I mean, you know, we just know it. The drug trafficking is way up. Prostitution is up. I mean, there are lots of reasons that would lead us to understand why this is happening. I don't even need an explanation, Stephen, but I do need a response.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, for months this spring, the mayor was talking openly about the concerns he had about this summer because the economic conditions and things like that things would get worse. And so then you have to wonder, okay, well, you thought that ahead of time, what was your planning like to deal with this? And I think what we're seeing now is that there wasn't much of a plan.
Now, again, let's not lose, and we've got to get to the break here, let's not lose fact that last weekend, not unlike this weekend, there's a lot of really positive stuff going on, and we'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back, because I don't want this to be a total downer, but sure. We also have to have a reality check, Stephen, and the reality is unfortunately slapping us in the face every time we pick up our Detroit Free Press. If you'd like to join us, 888-552-3595, let's take a quick break here on First Shift. Tony Trupiano with you on this Wednesday program. We are Detroit's only progressive talk station. Stay with us. We'll be back.
We spend federal money to save money. Where is the limit? I think we could reach a point of absurdity.
I think you just did.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We do have a couple of delays out there on the freeways. You'll find some slowdowns. 75 southbound between 12 Mile down to 8 Mile. 696 westbound between Cousins and 75. 696 eastbound before 75. We have an accident there on the shoulder. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service today, partly sunny, a high near 85, maybe some breezy winds out of the southwest. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a scattered shower, a thunderstorm, a low in the upper 60s, and then tomorrow, partly sunny, Maybe an isolated shower before 2 p.m. A high in the lower 80s. Currently, it's fair and 66 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up right after this.
All of Michigan's top newsmakers talk to Tony Trupiano.
Joining us now is Debbie Stabenow.
Good morning, Tony. It's always great to be with you.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer.
It's great to be with you, Tony.
Cindy Estrada joins us.
Thank you for having me.
State Representative Harvey Santana. You're a rock star, Virg Vernero.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You're too kind, Tony.
And my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark. Welcome to First Shift.
Tony, it's great being on your show.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Weekdays 6 to 9
on 1310 WDTW. Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
When the show is done, the party has just begun. Join the staff of First Shift and the cast of the Sexy Liberal Tour for an after party you will talk about for a long time to come. Immediately following the show, join Tony, Jeff, and Todd with Stephanie and her crew
Saturday, August 20th,
and nosh on some delicious goodies like beef brisket, jumbo shrimp, imported cheeses and olives, and grilled chicken. While rubbing elbows with some of the people you listen to every day, and in the process, help us as we will donate all the proceeds to Planned Parenthood's advocacy efforts as we team with the Sexy Liberal Tour and their donation as well. For just $20 per person, you will end your evening with great food, great conversation, and what will sure to be some stories to tell. Send a check or money order to the Tony Trupiano Show at P.O. Box 1027, Dearborn Heights, Michigan 48127. You may pay at the door that evening, but you must RSVP in advance to Tony at thetonyshow.org by Friday, August 19th at noon.
Come on, Detroit. Time to get your sexy on.
Start your engines, Detroit, because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is cruising your way.
Take him to Detroit.
These progressive pistons are firing on all cylinders, and they're born, bred, and made in the USA. On August 20th at the Detroit Opera House, John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and Motor City's favorite cougar, Stephanie Miller, will spark up your night and heal you with their full-torque progressive power. Tickets are available at motopera.org and ticketmaster.com. To call for tickets, dial 313-237-SING. That's 313-237-SING. Score your VIP tickets early for the best seats to witness Mama model her tight, sexy tee.
I want to get back to Michigan, and I want to try.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Detroit, you just can't afford to miss this.
3, 1. Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
22 minutes after the hour. Welcome back. Stephen Henderson with the Detroit Free Press is my guest. And I appreciate him joining us on Wednesday morning. We've, of course, been talking about the summer-long violence spree and killing spree going on throughout the city of Detroit. And although I have to say it hasn't, Stephen, and again, there is some good news, not that one negates the other. You know, people are coming downtown, and I want to suggest even in record numbers.
Yeah, well, I mean, this weekend in particular, I live not far from downtown, about half a mile east, and, you know, it felt there was a really palpable difference in the activity downtown this weekend. And, you know, part of that was, we get our first preseason Lions game Friday night, but then we also had the Kid Rock concert at Comerica Park, which was just huge. And, you know, you sort of combine that with lots of other smaller events in town, and, you know, it starts to feel like a real city. You know, there are lots and lots of people around. There's traffic jams, things that we're not so used to here in Detroit. And so, I mean, I think, you know, we're starting to see some of the decisions that we made a long time ago about development around here really pay off and really start to build. So, you know, as you point out, you've got the city moving in a positive direction very quickly right now on that front, but at the same time, you have it moving in a really negative direction very quickly in some of the neighborhoods. And I think the challenge, if you're Mayor Bing, is making more of a connection between those two, right?
Well, certainly, Stephen, people need to feel safer if we want. I mean, even this weekend, we've got the Detroit Tigers on Saturday night. We've got the Kenny Chesney concert at Ford Field on Saturday afternoon. We have the Sexy Liberal Tour coming in at the Detroit Opera Theater. And, right. In fact, they called me yesterday and said, please tell your audience, get down here early. Parking's going to be at a premium.
Right.
You know, which is great. At the same time, you know, we need to sustain and we need to grow that. It can't all be in that one area. We need to grow the downtown.
Yeah, and that's the challenge that a lot of cities that have been in Detroit's situation have faced. I mean, in Baltimore, where I lived for a very long time, it used to be that the Inner Harbor was sort of one pocket of sort of positive energy, and if you went, you know, two or three blocks from the harbor, you found really desperate situations, and connecting those things and making those grow, which is something that Baltimore achieved over the last decade or so, is really hard, and that takes a specific kind of political leadership, I think, to figure that out. And I'm not saying that Dave Bing isn't that leader, but I think he's got a lot to learn in that way.
No question. Very quickly before we let you go today, Governor Snyder, last week, signed the redistricting map, making it law. There is still some talk about a legal challenge to that. We know that we have at least, you know, the two prominent congressmen that have made the most noise, that, you know, are probably most affected by this, John Conyers and of course, Gary Peters.
Yeah.
Do you think there's going to be a legal challenge to this? And will it matter, I guess, at the end of the day, Stephen?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's tough to see how a legal challenge would produce a better map for the challengers. So if you're John Conyers and you challenge, do you risk them drawing one majority-minority African-American district versus two? So I think that factors in. And I think, you know, I think increasingly the chances are slimmer that we'll see any challenge. They're also very expensive. I mean, you're talking about $1 million, really, to ride one of these cases through to its conclusion. And these are candidates who have to prepare for elections next year. So I think it's a map that we're going to be stuck with, and I think it's going to be wild next year, you know, in a lot of these districts to see who runs and where they run.
Well, that's just it. I mean, there, as you know, there's been some talk about Hanson Clark switching districts with John Conyers.
Sure.
You know, in the conversation, and at some level, it makes sense for those of us that follow politics. You know, Hanson's going to have a little easier time in the Oakland County portion of it. But I got to tell you, Stephen, the way they designed the Oakland, the 14th, and I mean, it really. My producer Jeff said one day, it looked like some kid took a crayon and just went, "Doesn't this look cool?"
Yeah, I mean it's a horrible map, and it really sends Michigan down a road that it had not gone down before. Other states have done this kind of crap before, both Democrats and Republicans, drawn goofy maps to maximize their political advantage. We hadn't had that here. We had pretty contiguous districts. Now we have districts. I defy anyone to even describe the districts. Is it an Oakland County district? Is it a Wayne County district? Is it a Detroit district? They have no geographical rhyme or reason.
Well, other reality is Oakland County actually, I mean, it technically it's possible that Oakland County will not be represented by somebody that lives in Oakland County.
Oh, sure. I mean, I think that's very possible. I mean, you have four districts that sort of swirl around the center of Oakland County and then spin out to places that have nothing to do with it. So, you know, places like Livonia, places like Detroit, all over Macomb County. You know, Oakland really took the brunt of the damage here, which I think that's very telling. It's the second largest county in the state. It's one of the wealthiest counties in the state, and it's politically powerless in the face of, you know, an overly partisan effort.
Well, it makes you wonder what the relationship is between the state Republican Party and L. Brooks Patterson, because it doesn't look like they listen to him at all.
No, I mean, he was openly and publicly opposed to this map when they drew it. And I mean, it's hard to understand what the actual motivation is here. And I think it's also hard to understand what the implications will be. I mean, 10 years is a long time. What will this look like in 2018? Who knows? But right now, it's sort of a mess. And it's a mess that we could have avoided. There were other maps that were out there that looked a lot more reasonable, that accomplished the same things that they accomplished with this map. They just didn't want
to
do it.
Well, I'm starting to get the feeling, and I think we're going to find out here very quickly when the state legislature goes back to work here after their extended recess, that there's going to be some division between the Republican Party and this governor. I read an article in the Free Press just yesterday or the day before about, taxing the gasoline tax and the road funds.
Sure.
Now there's going to be a play for how that money's used. And the governor is not ready for that conversation. The legislature's saying, you know what, it's not your decision.
Yeah. The caucuses in both the House and Senate are much more conservative and socially conservative than the governor. And that's sort of lurked in the background while the budget got done. Now that that's done, that stuff can play out much more visibly and cause the governor a lot more problems, I think.
Well, I think we've got some fireworks coming our way, and as we approach fall, and as obviously somebody that lives in that world, I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, Stephen, it should be very interesting. I want to thank you again for your time this week. We'll look forward to visiting with you again next week, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
All right, Stephen Henderson, editorial director of the Detroit Free Press, and of course, he is the host of American Black Journal on PBS, Channel 56. We'll take a break. We're open lines the rest of the show. Give us a call now, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. We will be back right after this.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Got some slowdowns out there. 75 southbound between 12 Mile and 8 Mile. 696 westbound between Coolidge and Southfield Road. Also, 75 northbound between 696 and 11 Mile. You'll find some delays there. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly sunny, a high near 85. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A scattered shower or thunderstorm in there as well. A low around 67. Then tomorrow, partly sunny. Maybe an isolated shower before 2 p.m. Still a high near 82 degrees. Currently it's fair and 66 at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift with Tony Truppiano coming up after this.
The majority of Americans live within 5 miles of a Radio Shack, which means you're really close to an enormous deal on portable power products. What do I mean by enormous exactly? Savings up to 50%. That kind of deal deserves one of those monster truck voices.
Save on extra battery life for your phone. Save on extra power for your other portable electronic devices. Save up to 50%.
Okay, that's not the best monster truck voice, but you get the idea. Save on portable power at Radio Shack.
Save 20 to 50% on select portable power products in store through 8/2011.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. A 21-year-old single mother has been fired from her $8-an-hour job at a Target store in Long Island after workers there voted down an attempt to organize. Tashauna Green worked on the sales floor and was a vocal proponent of unionization under the auspices of the United Food and Commercial Workers. Had that effort succeeded, it would have been the first Target store in the country to affiliate with a union. After a contentious organizing campaign during which workers claimed Target management coerced them to vote against the union, workers voted 137-85 last month against affiliation. Shortly thereafter, Tashauna Green was terminated. Local 1500 of the United Food and Commercial Workers has filed an unfair labor practices complaint with the National Labor Relations Board, which says it's investigating. However, the struggle at the Target in Long Island has inspired workers in other stores around the country. Organizing drives are now getting underway in Chicago, San Francisco, Seattle, and Minneapolis, the home of Target's corporate headquarters. Here's an excerpt from an anti-union Target video.
What works best for Target and our team members is the ability to meet challenges, resolve issues, and grow the business together without the interference of a union or other third party.
Refuse to sign and keep Target union free.
20,000 grocery workers, members of UFCW Local 770, are poised to strike if necessary as soon as Friday in California. Wage and health care contributions are the major issues in negotiations with Ralph's, Vons, and Albertson's supermarkets. Stores from Santa Barbara to the Mexican border would be affected if the workers strike. A strike in 2003 lasted 164 days. Republicans failed to recall two Wisconsin Democratic state senators Tuesday. The two were the last of the spate of recalls triggered by the Republican attack on public worker collective bargaining. Both Democratic state senators won their recall elections by strong margins. Democrats and organized labor succeeded in recalling two GOP state senators earlier this month, but it was one seat short of taking control from Republicans. This newscast made possible in part by the American Federation of Teachers, a union of professionals. Pacifica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary for Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work. With First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Thanks for punching in this morning. I am Tony Truppiano. We are open lines for the remaining of the show today, so feel free to give us a call. The number is 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. I got some announcements to get to. We've got tickets to give away yet. Hopefully Stephanie calls in this morning. Crossing our fingers, but we got a lot to get to in this half hour. But let me go to the phones and welcome John in Shelby Township. John, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Yes, good morning, Tony. I just was noticing that it seems that President Obama is coming out more and more in the media with some statements that are just, you know, kind of making me smile and nod my head. You know, even like one-liners like put country before party, you know, we need, you know, things like on that nature that I think that's the president's most important duty is to be, a communicator and, you know, communicate to us, you know, even through these little one-liners, you know, because that kind of gets conversation started among the public.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's been one of the criticisms, John, of this president is that he's not been as good a communicator as we know him to be.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a very hard worker behind the scenes, and he's doing all that, but I think his number one duty's got to be a communicator to us, you know?
Well, listen, one of the things that made Ronald Reagan so, I mean, they called him the great communicator. That was one of the things that made him so successful.
Yes, exactly, and, you know, I voted for him because...
Well, okay, and you're not alone, and it's okay. You'll be forgiven. You'll still go to heaven. I promise you.
After I looked at what he did, I was, you know.
But it's okay. You didn't know any. None of us knew. Ronald Reagan kind of rewrote a lot of political rules. A lot of what we suffer from now are as a direct result to his successful communication style. So, John, I agree with you wholeheartedly that one of the president's obligations is to communicate in a proactive way, to speak to his base, to find a way to speak to the middle, and not worry about the other side.
Exactly.
Or at least respond when he needs to respond. John, I appreciate the call. You're right. That is one of the jobs of a president. And he can't really worry about the Republicans. Now, with that said, we're going to play some audio in just a bit. With that said, there are times where you also have to draw a line and say enough's enough and not give a pass because he's done that way, way too much, in my opinion. 888-552-3595. Joe in Detroit joins us now. Joe, welcome to First Shift. Thanks for punching in. What's on your mind?
Well, of course, as always, a lot, but I can only cover a few. I was trying to score me some tickets to the Stephanie Mueller affair. But he said it's at random and so on. Anyway, I just wanted to comment about the Detroit Police Department.
Uh-huh.
I have, you know, very little opportunity or need for the Detroit Police Department. But my own personal property was broken into and ransacked three times a while back in recent times. The Detroit police, the local precinct, which is very close to my house, they didn't show, not one time.
Well, you know, but Joe, stop. Let me stop. That's exactly what Stephen Henderson was talking about.
Yeah, well, that's why I called, just to reiterate and say I'm a victim of that non-response. I spent quite a bit of time over at the precinct, you know, trying to sort things out. I knew who had broken into my house. They'd broken into other homes there. I knew where my property was, at least that they still had, and I still got no response. And of course, I have to agree that the only people remaining in Detroit are people who have to stay, who can't get out.
And again, that's not entirely true. But, Joe, I want to make you feel better, okay? So let me
do that.
What do you want to do Saturday night?
Oh, man.
You want to go see Stephanie Miller?
Absolutely.
Well, then you want stay on hold, and I'm gonna make sure you get two tickets to see Stephanie Miller. In fact, stay on hold. I'm going to do something better than that. And I got my special guest on the line right now. Guys, give me Mama herself. I'm ready for this. Stephanie Miller, I love you. Stephanie, I love you.
I love you back, Tony.
You know what?
In a really dirty way.
You know, I got to tell you, I've been making a list of that. You know, gotta put a basket together for you. So let me make sure I got everything right, because I've been talking to Roland. I got a case of 12-inch corn dogs. Some bag-in-the-box wine, the Ethel Merman's greatest hits, and a gift certificate to that new catalog, Marcus's Closet.
Yeah. Perfect.
Welcome home, Mama. Detroit loves you.
I love Detroit back, and I'm going to do it in a really filthy way on Saturday.
We're really looking forward to it. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect, Stephanie.
Full frontal nudity, live sex act, things like that. I know, the radio show without the FCC is what it is.
Well, then I really can't wait.
No, it's great. It's Aisha Tyler and John Fugelsang and I all do stand-up. We do Q&A with the audience. We do panel. So, you know, it's always a little bit different in every city. It's, topical. It's, we try to localize it. So we're really excited.
Well, we're really excited to have you, and of course, there are still some tickets available, so we want to make sure people go to Ticketmaster.com or go right downtown to the Detroit Opera House, buy your tickets there, but it's going to be an amazing night. And, you know, Stephanie, I got to tell you, the one thing that, as people have been reaching out to me, the one thing that they're saying is, I can't wait to be with a bunch of progressives, and I think that's pretty empowering, Stephanie.
Well, listen, that's one of the main reasons to buy a ticket, so you can be in there away from those people out there.
Yeah, you got that right. Well, listen, democracy in Wisconsin last night, a little sanity. Happy to see that they took care of what they needed to take care of with the Democrats last night. So I'm happy about that. I can't wait to meet you on Saturday night, and I'm bringing about 600 or 700 of my best friends with me. All right,
the
Motor City Kitty yourself, Mama Stephanie Miller. Thank you, sweetheart. We'll be listening right after the show today.
Thank you, baby. See you Saturday.
All right, you bet. Stephanie Miller, folks, glad to have her on the air. She is just awesome. I can't wait for Saturday night. Jeff, I don't know about you and Todd, but I'm so excited. Saturday night's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure out what to wear.
Here's one, guys. I tell them, they ask me, what should we wear? I said, business casual. They don't know what business casual is.
We said, what, button-up shirts?
No, you didn't. You said suit and tie is what you
shirt
said.
Shirt and tie is what
shirt
I said.
Shirt and tie.
Well, button-up shirt, same thing.
That is not the same thing.
Shirt and tie and button-up shirt, yeah.
Oh, sweet God. All right, I just can't wait to see
Todd
what you guys
you if
wear.
Polos are all right.
Yes. Dress slacks and a polo would be fine. And then you said, all I have is a suit.
Well, I said I have a suit. I didn't say all I have. I have a suit, and I just wondered if that was too much.
If I think it would be.
Okay.
I want you to be comfortable.
All right, so polo and nice.
Stephanie just told you, full frontal nudity. Why would you wear a suit?
Why would I wear anything?
Yeah,
then?
Thank you. Then don't wear anything. This could be interesting.
This is going to be very liberal, it sounds.
Literally, figuratively, and any other way you want to take that. Yeah, absolutely. Well, what fun this will be. Yeah, but so anyway, yeah, I mean, I'm going to wear, again, I'll wear some dress slacks, a sport coat, a nice shirt, and I'm done. I mean, that's it. I want to be comfortable. You know, this is not, you know, a wearing gold lamé gowns, not that you would. I'm not suggesting that that's something you would wear. But, you know, yeah, you don't need to rent a tux or anything.
And I hope nobody's wearing anything from Marcus's Closet.
Well,
is that the store that we're shot?
That's right. That's the new store.
That's the new hotness.
Did you like my list of stuff for her?
I was cracking up. That was good.
Yeah, you know, I put a little thought into her calling in. Absolutely did. So I can't wait. I mean, this is going to be so much fun. We're going to just have the greatest time on Saturday night. And, you know, I've only got maybe, it's what, Wednesday? I think I've only got one or two sets of tickets to give away. So, folks, you've got to go online to Ticketmaster or go downtown or go to MOT, I don't know, whatever it was. But you can go to the Michigan Opera Theater website. You can get tickets that way or go to Ticketmaster or just go right downtown and get them. But you're going to want to be there. Now, the after party is a little different than her VIP meet and grope. So you need to understand that they're both after the show, but Stephanie and her group are going to stop by and say hi to everybody in our group. And of course, the proceeds of the after party are going to Planned Parenthood, which we're happy to do. And if you want to go to the after party, just send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.org, tony@thetonyshow.org. And RSVP, and then I'll get back with you. We'll confirm everything. I'll make sure you're on the list and you're ready and raring to go, okay? So it's going to be fun. I'm telling you, Saturday night is going to be a blast. She has gotten rave reviews all over the country. They've just expanded her tour schedule. We're lucky to get her. I mean, we're absolutely lucky to get her. And I just love Stephanie. Absolutely adore Stephanie Miller. And, you know, I have the good luck of meeting her on Saturday night, the good fortune, and I get to introduce her as well. I'm very excited about that. And of course, you know, more than anything, I get to meet a lot of you on Saturday night. And ultimately, that's what I enjoy. You know, like tonight, I'm going to speak at the West Bloomfield Lakes Democratic Club. You know, some of you actually listen to the show, and so I get to meet listeners. I love talking to listeners. So I'm very much looking forward to Saturday night. It is going to be a blast. I can't tell you, if you can't hear it in my voice, how very excited I am. All right,
you actually do it yourself. That's the crazy part. Talk to listeners. It's actually you that's going to be there. The celebrity, you're not going to send like
a celebrity.
A stunt double. It's actually you.
Well, it actually takes two people to make one of me, and I just couldn't find two people available.
Because I love when you tell me stories about people who call you up on the phone and they're shocked and surprised that you answer your own phone.
It happened again yesterday. I was expecting a secretary. Nah, sorry. In fact, I think I was talking to you when one of them called.
Maybe you should get one. Just get a secretary for the heck of it.
Nah, that'd be no fun. I'd rather talk to these people. I don't need to be shielded. I'm not hiding anything. Anyway, let's take a quick break here. Anita and Kyle, you are up next. I'm Tony Truppiano. I want to thank Stephanie Miller for calling in. It's going to be a blast. We'll be back. Stay with us. We'll wrap things up on the other side.
First Chip with Tony Truppiano.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, are you a flake?
Well, I think that would be insulting.
But you understand when I say that's what the rap on you is.
On 1310
WDTW.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
When the show is done, the party has just begun. Join the staff of First Shift and the cast of the Sexy Liberal Tour for an after party you will talk about for a long time to come. Immediately following the show, join Tony, Jeff, and Todd with Stephanie and her crew
Saturday, August 20th,
and nosh on some delicious goodies like beef brisket, jumbo shrimp, imported cheeses and olives, and grilled chicken. While rubbing elbows with some of the people you listen to every day, and in the process, help us as we will donate all the proceeds to Planned Parenthood's advocacy efforts as we team with the Sexy Liberal Tour and their donation as well. For just $20 per person, you will end your evening with great food, great conversation, and what will sure to be some stories to tell. Send a check or money order to the Tony Truffiano Show at P.O. Box 1027, Dearborn Heights, Michigan 48127. You may pay at the door that evening, but you must RSVP. SVP in advance to Tony at thetonyshow.org by Friday, August 19th at noon.
Come on, Detroit. Time to get your sexy on.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Truffiano.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Jeff, don't let me forget to do some announcements before we give away. I got some emails in this during the show, and I've got the Sierra Club's about to start up their fall schedule, so I want to make sure I get the announcements. Don't let me forget that. But I do want to get to our phone calls as well. Again, the number 888-552-3595. Anita in Royal Oak joins us now. Anita, good morning to you. What's on your mind?
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Congratulations on the show. It's a great show. I love
Thank
it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I just wanted to say that it's such a nice balance for the Detroit area to have another voice out there to balance out what we hear over on some of the other stations. We've got some great talent in the area, but I look at some of the other hosts, like Paul W., he'll host for Rush Limbaugh occasionally and that type of thing. So when you listen to those shows, you get a lot of the slant from the other side. And I'm so happy about the balance that we're hearing in the Detroit area now.
Well, thank you.
It's so refreshing, gives you hope. And obviously, I was hoping to score some tickets myself, but that's okay. I'm excited that Stephanie's coming. It's going to be a great show. And I was so disturbed this morning when I heard your guest on earlier that talked about how the state legislature is raiding the school fund. It was just so disturbing to me to hear that and know how our education system in the state is suffering and to see it continuing and even, possibly going to be getting worse.
You know, and Nina, let me just, I want people to understand what the state Democrats in the Senate and the House are going through. Imagine showing up to work every day and knowing that no matter how badly you wanted something, no matter how good you are, no matter how purposeful you are, mm-hmm. no matter how great your leadership skills, you're not wanted. And that's what they go through.
Right.
Imagine, yeah. Anita, imagine that. Hey, listen, Anita, I'd like to meet you on Saturday night. Are you free?
Oh, that would be great.
All right, we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to go ahead and give you tickets for Stephanie Miller. We'll look forward to meeting you on Saturday night.
Thanks, Tony. Right? Keep up the good fight.
Absolutely. Anita and Royal Oak, thank you so much. 888-552-3595. I'm going to make this simple. Let me have Kyle in Redford on the show. Kyle, how you doing this morning?
Hi, Tony. Good morning to you.
I'm just going to make this simple so that I don't have to deal with it tomorrow. You want to go see Stephanie Miller, Kyle?
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to give you tickets, too. We're done giving tickets. That's the end of them. But I love you all. But, this is it. So, Kyle, what's on your mind? You didn't call to get Stephanie Miller tickets, did you?
No. But I did. my question is to you, and I would like to see you just hammer on this, is how do we keep losing the communication war?
Well, because we always drop the argument, Kyle. We just have to, unfortunately, you know, the Republicans figured out a long time ago, you got to deliver the same message. You know, it's interesting for me because in radio, one of the things that I have to be mindful of is what I say at 6 o'clock is not, I don't have the same audience at 6 that I have at 8:30. So I constantly have to repeat what I'm saying. All right, now for me, that gets a little old, right? Because I've said it 3 or 4 or 5 times throughout the morning. But Kyle, that's what we have to do. We have to continue to just deliver the message over. Now we can find different ways to say it. But, you know, the truth is the truth.
Right.
And so we just need to continue to deliver the truth. And every time somebody gets in your face, if they get nasty with you, you don't have to get nasty back. You know, my thing, the thing I do is say, prove me wrong. I'm not antagonistic about it, but I'm just saying, prove me wrong. I've just given you facts. Prove me wrong. Well, you know, in 1904, yeah, okay. Well, if you got to go back to 1904 to get me, I think I'm going to do okay.
Because I think, you know, this started back with the two Santa Claus theory.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, Jude Wininski. And then that is someone that we need to hammer because I don't think people know who he is.
Well, listen, it's important that we don't, again, we just can't drop the argument. But this, you know, this goes for the president as well. The president has to stop dropping the argument. The president has to stop saying things like when Rick Perry says that we want a commander-in-chief that has military experience, that he's going to give him a pass or whatever he said. Jeff, what did he say? He's going to give him a pass or he's going to forgive him or what the hell did he say?
Yeah, along those lines. Let it slide.
Let it slide is what he said. Okay. Kyle, no, we can't let it slide. We've got to stop letting it slide. We got to stop being so nice. Although I don't mind giving you tickets. That was nice, right? So I'm giving you tickets to Stephanie. Kyle, thank you so much. I appreciate your call this morning. I got to get to some announcements, so let me do that before we run out of time this morning. Let me go to my email. Wow, that was that long ago? Okay. Tony writes, Tony, let your listeners know we have volunteers at stations where they can sign the petitions and sign to help circulate them as well. Dearborn City Hall from Dearborn City Hall, 11:30 to 3:30, and on Ann Arbor Trail at Merriman from 12 to 6. All right, Dearborn City Hall, 11 to 3:30, Ann Arbor Trail and Merriman. Obviously, it's going to be obviously where they're at, 12 to 6. That simple. All right, now if you were on Facebook this morning, I'm going to go ahead and find it and read it to you. Laura posted this, and now this is live. There is a new phone number, toll-free, that you can now call to find out what's going on with the recall. You can find out where you can sign, all that good stuff. The number is 855. This is a toll-free number, 855-SO-FIRED. Do you love that? 855-SO-FIRED. That's the Rick Snyder recall hotline. 855-SO-FIRED, and that is toll-free. All right, now, last but certainly not least, Marvin Bing, who is on this show, who I have come to adore already. This guy is the real-deal activist. He needs help with the PA4, the Emergency Manager recall. And I just want you folks to send him an email, and he will let you know how to get involved. M. Bing Jr., that's M. Bing Jr., mbingjr@gmail.com. M. Bing Jr. @gmail.com. Marvin is the real deal. Reach out to him. Get involved. All right. Now, again, tonight I am speaking at the West Bloomfield Lakes Democratic Club. For those of you that are in that area that are Democrats or leaning Democrat or independent, sure, they'd love to have you come out there and meet them and meet me. I'm looking forward to going. I often say, you know, it's not enough to show up. You got to stand up. Well, but it starts with showing up. So you need to show up. All right? And then we'll get you to stand up one step at a time. Folks, we are in critical need of bodies as we move toward 2012. We need to register voters. We need to win. Fair enough. I love y'all. I really do. I want to thank everybody, especially Jeannie. You know, Jeff, real quick, Jeannie, the lady that sent you the birthday card, sent me a couple letters yesterday. Love that woman. She's working on getting on email. But she said to say hi to you and Todd, so I got to make sure I do that. Jeannie, thanks so much. I love you, sweetheart. I will try to give you a call. She got a new phone number, so she sent me your number. Again, for Jeff and Todd, you know, a great morning. I'm Tony Truppiano. Off the air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. Don't forget to RSVP for the after party. As always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We got a couple of accidents out there. 696 eastbound, right at 75. Then that ramp to 75. The shoulder is blocked also. 696 westbound, after Hayes, we have an accident there blocking the shoulder as well. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Taking a final look at the forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly sunny, a high near 85, just fantastic. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm late, the low around 67. Then tomorrow, partly sunny, maybe an isolated shower in there as well. Still a high around 82. Currently it's fair and 66 degrees at Detroit City Airport.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Truppiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.